a day? No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is it. Top of the mountain. Peak moment of my day, ladies and gentlemen, I get to say, FedEx Field, stadium announcer, Philip, Robert, Jonathan, Hawkberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lorraine Gavin and all the ships at sea.
Hi, Lorraine.
Watch it.
Watch it. A little program about drinking, a knot hole, and a little trip up to Yosemite. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and Alois.
Thank you for listening, everybody, on what will be a very memorable edition of the Don and Mike program.
Yeah.
It's Friday, June 16, year 2000. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Of course, we will pepper your calls throughout the program today, but we've got to get right to the big deal on today's show. It is, in fact, the Tom Gavin Survivor Show.
Yes, all the principals are in the building.
Now, you're going to love this setup. You're really going to love this setup because,
right,
much like on the TV show Survivor, where we at home get to watch the people on what essence is a closed circuit television.
Right.
We today will be watching the people locked in the room on closed circuit television.
Essentially, we will not be on the island. We will simply be observing everything that happens on the island, much like the people on the TV show.
Right now, both Mike and I are looking at video conference screens, and we have a direct feed from the third floor conference room.
That is correct.
Where Tom Gavin will be with 16 of our listeners and lovely Lisa, who will be up there with a microphone.
Yes, and she'll be chatting with everybody and recording all of the festivities. But of course, we'll be able to give you blow by blow descriptions. I hope that doesn't happen because we're going to be seeing what's happening when we have the challenges for the people in the room.
And we actually don't have to go up
right
and smell Tom.
No,
and be a part of it, because let's face it, on the real show Survivor, do you think that little prick with the Banana Republic shorts, do you think he really wants to be around?
No.
The smelly, dirty people who are on the island?
He doesn't want to be around those folks.
No.
He wants to just observe.
And that's what we're going to be doing is observing and listening and watching and finding out who will do what in the Tom Gavin Challenge.
Watching all these wonderful contestants today as they proceed with their challenges, but Tom proceeds with his day of pampering.
Yes, Tom will be pampered. Now, everybody's already been prepped. The only people who can diss on Tom are, of course, myself and mine.
Yes, yeah, they're not allowed. It's one of the rules for all of our contestants. They're not allowed to run Tom down.
They're right.
Because Tom is going to be treated nicely by these people.
Tom will be treated like the king that he deserves to be.
That's
at least
right.
One day. Tom, the Monster Gavin.
Right.
We are going to have tribunal council meetings. Every 15 minutes or so, someone will be voted out of the conference room.
That's going to be our favorite part.
You at home will be able to call in and vote people out at least once, maybe twice during the show, based on the people you like and who does the job the best.
That's cool. Good.
Let's start the show. Since we have 4 hours, and the whole point is for these people to spend as much time as possible with Tom.
That is correct.
Let's start by wheeling in Tom the Monster Gavin.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin, come on in here.
We're going to start today's show by actually bringing Tom in the studio so that he can meet each of the people.
I sneezed. I think I'm allergic to him.
Where's he at? He's wearing that same
tie-dyed shirt.
Goddamn tie-dyed shirt that he always wears.
It's a JFK shirt, right? Isn't that what he's wearing?
His WJFK FM shirt. This is what I'm guessing will be the highlight of Tom Gavin's 40-year-old life as he actually takes the third chair in the studio for at least the first break of
He's always
show.
Wanted to do this. He's always wanted to be in the studio,
yes.
And we're giving him an opportunity if he ever makes it in here. Are they getting him? Where is he now, Rob?
I'm looking at the conference screen upstairs, and I think they had everybody upstairs.
I think they're bringing him back down
now? I think they're bringing him down. We're going to meet Tom first and put Tom in the corner here, and then have each of the challengers for the Survivor show come in and meet Tom, and we'll separate them into two teams of eight.
You'll be able to hear the roar. you know, live right here on the radio instead of over the telephone.
The live in studio roar. Wow. As we simply wait now for the arrival of Tom the Monster.
Good things are worth waiting for.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Also today, a new edition of As the World A-Herds. We'll have the Friday cliffhanger episode.
Oh, that should be exciting.
And our friend from Animal House, founder Stephen First.
Yes.
At some point, he will be on the show today. All right, here comes Broyhill. I just saw him running down the hall. And here comes the monster right now.
All right.
Making his way into the studio.
See how he's doing. Ready, boy, it is his day.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Come on up to the microphone, Tom.
Tom,
have a seat.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, you all right there,
careful,
Tom?
He's already fallen down.
Okay. Almost down.
Have a seat, Tom.
Tom, are you okay?
Here he is.
Jesus.
Yeah. The microphone broke already.
All right. Hold on.
What happened, Mike?
I think it Rob, did it shear off, or is it just a bad piece of engineering?
Like a curse.
I don't know, Tom. God bless you.
Yeah.
Rob's going to get it fixed. Is it something that Tom did, or is it something that was...
Rob moved the microphone, and it was not Rob's fault. It was actually, precariously sitting on one thread of the mounting bracket.
We are now screwing the microphone in. Move back a little bit, Tom.
Tom's wearing his tie-dyed WJFK t-shirt. And welcome, Tom. How about a roar?
Roar!
There he is.
Tom the Monster.
Well, Tom, you are...
Can I get some headphones, please?
Don't need headphones, Tom.
I don't need no headphones.
Don't need them. You don't need them.
Absolutely not. Well, Tom, how long have you wanted to be here in the studio with us doing the show? How long, seriously?
A long time,
man. Long
time. How do you spell studio?
S-T-O-R-E.
Perfect.
Right, Tom.
Bravo. Let's give him a round of applause.
Tom the Monster. Now, Tom, these 16 people who are going to be on this island with you up on the third floor, we want them to treat you
very
beautifully.
Very beautifully.
This is, Tom, this is going to be your day of pampering. Everybody's going to be pampering you today. The challenge is for them because it's tough to pamper a guy like you. You know that, right?
They're going to be feeding you food. They're going to be rubbing you down. They're going to be dancing with you. They're going to be kissing you.
Guitar.
Yes, you'll be able to play your guitar for them.
Absolutely.
And out of the 16 people, one person will be left. And that person today wins a free trip to Santa Barbara, California, courtesy of the John Wayne Video Collection.
John, I have a question. You said that that we'll be able to vote on people, the listeners. Will Tom at any point be able to kick somebody out of the room?
I believe if there's someone who Tom really hates, we will give Tom at least one right to veto someone out of the room, and he's now balancing his cane on his head.
Brilliant. There you go, Tommy.
Tom, how do you manage to do that? Balance your walking stick on your head.
It's a little spot on... There's a little spot on my head.
Oh,
it's like
good.
A little
dent.
A little dent on my head.
Very good.
That's like when we were talking the other day about guys having sex with their wives while they're pregnant, right?
That's
before,
right.
And the guy said that the baby's head would come out looking like an ashtray.
Yeah, maybe that happened.
Tom, for those listening, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble? I don't think we've ever asked you that, Tom.
He's taking his hat off now to think a little clearly.
Who do you think you most resemble, Tom?
Now, Tom, what are you doing? You're taking everything off here. Are you getting ready to... Curly from the Three Stooges?
No, watch it.
Oh, he is so happy. Otto Preminger?
No.
Mr. Freeze?
No.
Lex Luthor?
No.
Mr. Clean?
The one that just came off the studio thing.
The one that
Gordon
came
Liddy?
G. Gordon Liddy.
That's the celebrity Tom thinks he most resembles.
Interesting.
Is G. Gordon Liddy.
Yep.
Well, that's great, Tom. Are you excited about today?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me count the people now. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. We have 16, which means we will have two teams of 8 for the Tom Gavin Survivor Show.
Tom, do you have any advice for all 16 people on how to be able to stand you for 4 hours?
No, I don't.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you very much.
Did you bathe today?
No.
Good.
I did not.
You did not. Did you brush your teeth?
No, I didn't.
Good man. When is the last time you bathed?
Last night.
Okay.
Last night.
All right. Well, he didn't follow the instructions, but that's okay.
Yes, I did.
All right. Good for you.
I had to go to a meeting last night.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have a piece of paper that John Thompson gave me for... They're having a car show, like a car show.
Do you want to plug something? Is that what you want to do? You want to plug?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Do
you have the piece of paper with you?
It's upstairs in my little...
We'll let you plug that before the show's over.
You can plug it upstairs.
Okay. Okay.
We'll let you plug that before the show's over.
Tom the Monster is in the studio with us. Let's meet the 16 people who are going to make up the two teams. Tom, before we do, have you seen the television show Survivor?
No.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
No.
No.
Can I see what we got it here?
No, we don't have it.
No, we don't have it yet.
Okay.
But let's watch it. It's on Wednesday nights.
Let's
CBS.
Let's meet the people. Let's meet the first person from team number one. His name is John.
John, come on in.
And this is John the Printer. We're going to bring John in, give everyone a chance to meet him. Of course, the personality of these people, as important as the jobs that they will be doing with Tom on the third floor island.
And Johnny, Tom, you have to get a feeling for everybody you see here, you know, because you might actually have a chance to vote one of these people out of there. All right, you may kick him out.
Yeah.
So let's get Johnny.
Where is Johnny?
As this well-oiled machine continues to smooth.
Microphones.
What's that?
These coming microphones. We got the same microphones at Channel 10.
That's wow. good.
At
That's
your wonderful. Cable access
yeah.
station.
And friends of mine are out there listening. Hutch and Sarah are out there listening, and they're going to film the...
Hutch and Sarah?
Yeah, Hutch
right.
and Sarah.
Charlie Broyhill, if you're listening, for the love of Christ, please bring the people in.
Hutch and Sarah sounds like it could be a Quinn Martin production.
Well, this might be heaven for Tom. This would be precisely the opposite for me.
Yes.
We are now sitting in a room, you and I alone, with Tom Gavin.
Would it be safe to say this is the part of the program we wish to get through the quickest?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And here is our very first Survivor contestant. Please welcome everybody, Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, John. Hey guys. How are you?
And John, by trade, you are?
Right now, I'm actually nothing, but...
You're unemployed?
Not right now, but...
Is there a chance you'd be between your first job?
I was a printer for 12 years.
A printer.
Okay. All right.
John the Printer. John, where are you from?
I'm from Reston.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
And now take a good look at Tom.
I met Tom.
Does Tom fit the profile that we have given him on the radio?
I actually pictured him as like a really, really short version of Danny DeVito with really long hair, like 4 foot, like two.
Huh. So he's just got a little bit of hair up in the front there. But so instead, when you're giving him the shampoo or whoever's giving him the shampoo, you're just going to actually have to, you know, wash his
just
scalp.
Just a nice little head massage.
Absolutely. See, that's the right attitude.
All
John.
Right, John, you will be on team number one.
Okay.
And Johnny, you will be the captain of team number one.
All right.
Would you like to shake hands with Tom Gavin?
I have.
There you go. All right. Good luck, John.
Thank you.
Is that hand nice and sweaty, John?
Oh, either his or mine is.
All right. John, go up to the conference room, please. Let's meet now the captain of team number two. His name is Craig.
Tom, I think it'd be a real good idea when everybody comes in, right when they get to the microphone, give them a roar, like roar right in their face.
All right, here is the captain of team number two.
What's up, Don?
And a member of the Don and Mike Workout Club, Craig.
Craig. Hi, Craig. Everybody calls me Tiny, though.
Tiny. Well, what do you do for a living, Craig?
I'm a gas junkie.
Okay, you pump gas.
All right. Well, Tom, would you like to give him a roar? That's excellent,
wow.
Tom. Very nice.
Got right in your face.
Tiny.
A little scary.
Tiny, if you don't mind me asking, how much do you tip the scales at?
About $350.
Tom, don't touch my stuff, please.
About $350. And now that you see Tom, what do you think?
I'm a little frightened.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful afternoon of Tom pampering. Shake hands with Tom Gavin, please.
We took a picture together earlier.
All right, very good.
All right. All of these people have already met him, so I guess the initial shock of, what did you get, a whiff of Tom?
Yeah, something's in here. I don't know what it is. Something's
the initial shock of meeting Tom will not be as grand.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you, Craig. You are the captain of team number two.
Thanks, guys.
All right, now get out of here as we complete your team. Let's meet the second person on team number one. He is a landscaper, and his name is Jules. I believe Jules is a guy.
Or no, I take it back. It's a lady.
It's a lady landscaper?
Oh, it's the lady landscaper. Hi.
Here comes Jules.
Male name.
All right.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
Give her a roar, Tom. Give her a roar.
Jules, where are you from?
Right.
I'm from Rappahannock County.
Mike, that was a beautiful moment. You giving a high five to Tom Gavin.
I like the roar. I really, you know, we're working well together. We're like a well-oiled machine right here, me and Tom.
Jules, obviously you have a great tan. You work outside a lot, right? Landscaper.
Yes, I do.
What was your first thought when you saw Tom, the lovable monster?
Well, I thought he looked lovable.
Tom, remember that. She said you're lovable. That's real important. So you want to. That's good. That's good. Oh, she's your friend.
And yes,
I am. How would you feel if asked to cuddle Tom?
I'd be okay with that.
Very good.
All right.
Excellent.
Ooh, we'll find out. You're going to be in a room with Tom for up to 4 hours today. Would you like to shake Tom's hand?
Sure. Well, I'd give him a hug.
Oh, a hug. Yes, sir.
He wants to win. Tom gave her some sugar.
All right.
Okay.
I think Jules just made some points there.
You might want to run out and wash your face right away.
Not intentionally.
All right. Thank you, Jules.
Thanks, Jules.
You're on team number one.
Okay.
Okay, let's meet our next contestant from team number two. He's a student, and his name is Eddie. And Mike, you're very liberal over there with your use of the of the Lysol.
Absolutely. Yes. Here comes Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Eddie, where are you from?
Herndon.
Tom, give Eddie a roar, please.
Eddie, you are a student. Where do you go to school?
Montgomery College.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble? God damn, he's got bug eyes like Vinny Serrano, doesn't he? You got Marty Feldman eyes. And a little bit of a Jim Carrey face.
Yeah, a little Jim Carrey. There are a few celebrities happening in there. Absolutely.
I can deal with that.
And where do you go to school, Eddie?
Montgomery College.
And when you first saw Tom, what did you think?
He's a pretty nice-looking guy.
It's good. See, they're all playing it the right way, aren't they? They're all making sure that they stay on the island for a while.
Yes. And you'd be willing to do just about anything on the list that we've given out thus far?
Not just about. I'll do anything.
There you go. Wow.
Shake Tom's hand. One person will be left.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Get out of here, Eddie.
Fantastic.
Our next contestant, who will be on team number one.
What's that, Tom? Did you want to say something about the last guy?
Well, what, Tommy?
Go. You got your microphone over there.
Go ahead, Tom. Just grab the microphone. What would you like to say?
What's up?
He's good.
Oh, you like him.
All right, let's meet.
Oh, I didn't know you were gay.
Let's meet April the Lesbian.
April!
Here comes April the Lesbian.
Just grab the microphone. Here comes April.
Hey.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hi, April.
Hi there. How are you?
Right. Now, April, I didn't realize that you... Are you really in the armed forces?
Yes, I really am.
Are we supposed to, you know, like that and not say that you're, you know, in the...
Which branch of the armed forces you're in?
I think that my husband would be a little more concerned with the lesbian remark than the Navy would.
Oh, so you're not a lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian.
Oh, you're not. Sorry, you're just
That was a misprint on my sheet.
I cannot blame Don for that. It's the support staff.
All right, so
let him down constantly.
Sorry. April, you are simply in the armed forces.
Right, that would probably say
okay. Give her a roar, Tom. Go ahead.
Oh, you can do more for me than that.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. What do you think of Tommy the Monster?
I think he's beautiful.
All right.
Do you think
that's good.
Do you think you'll feel that way in 3.5 hours?
I think I'll only feel closer to him.
Oh, very good.
These people don't know Tom the way that we know Tom. They all like Tom right now.
I know. They got the right attitude going in. And I tell you, I think Tom blushed on that one. Absolutely.
All right. April, you are on team number 1212. Team number one.
Thanks, guys.
Team number one. Your captain is John. Get out of here.
See you soon.
See you. Bye-bye. Go on upstairs. Let's meet the next contestant for team number two. His name is Rob.
Rob, come on in here.
I'm not even going to try to guess what his job is. We will simply ask him.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Step down, Rob.
Step down.
Hi, Rob.
Hey. Rob,
where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
And what is your occupation?
Teacher.
Oh, the teacher. And what grade do you teach?
Second grade.
Give him a roar, Tom.
You
suck,
I'm gonna get you now.
What was that? What did he say?
Did he say something I should delete out?
You don't know.
Did he say
S my D?
No. No.
What did you say, Tom? What did you say?
Sucker.
Oh.
Like a lollipop.
Oh, like a lollipop.
Sucker like a lollipop.
Okay, that was interesting. You got a very interesting response from Tom.
Do you have any second graders who are problem children in your class?
Tom would show them all up, definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
Bring Tom in maybe for a little disciplinary
show
hearing.
And tell.
Very good.
I would say that with being a teacher of second graders, you probably have a great level of patience.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll test that today.
Thank you.
A handshake, please, for Tom.
Shake his hand. There you go. That's a good handshake, too.
Our next contestant.
Tom's calming down, too. Tom's getting real comfortable in the studio, Tom.
He'll be out of here shortly, Mike. Our next contestant will be on team number one. She might be the lesbo. Her name is Jen.
Jen, come on in here.
Jen, are you the lesbian?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Jen is the lesbian. Right. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
My God, with big, beautiful breasts.
Oh, thanks.
Where are you from, Jen?
I mean, they're very noticeable. Did you notice, Jen?
I did not.
Go over, Jen. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Tom, you see Jen's big boobs?
Yes.
Yeah, do you like those?
Yes, sir.
Give her a roar.
Thank you, Tom.
Jen, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been trying to think about that for the past few days. I used to look like a skinny Scully when I had longer hair.
Mm-hmm. You sound like Scully. You
Do
have
I sound
that,
like Scully?
You know that way she that way yep. she does her S's? When you,
yes.
Scully Mulder.
Yes, she's very Scully.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a tongue piercing. There you go. You know, outside of the tongue piercing, you have a very normal exterior, you know,
oh,
and then but all of a sudden the tongue piercing, and that gets a little weird.
Now you understand. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you like women exclusively?
Yeah, I used to date guys, but now I'm all women.
Would there be any chance that maybe Tom would be your type of guy?
I don't know. He's going to have to roar for me louder than that.
Oh, he doesn't want to? Oh, he's not,
he's working it up, Mike.
All right.
He's working himself up to a bigger roar.
All right.
You think?
Very good, Tom. He loves to roar.
Thank you.
That was good. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And right. Jen, if you wouldn't mind shaking hands with Tom.
There you go.
Oh, look, he's already kissed his head.
My goodness.
Let's meet our next contestant on team number two. This is Bruce, and he is one of the creepy guys who called us yesterday.
Hi, Bruce.
How you doing today?
Yeah, you got creepy guy all written all over your face. Absolutely.
Very creepy. And certainly no need to shave before you come in to be on a big radio show.
I guess, close shave.
I guess not. Who's going to see you?
Are you one of those guys that has to shave twice a day? Is that what the deal is?
It's shave once a week.
Shave once a week. Attaboy.
No
way to go. Fantastic. Good job.
Bruce, besides being a creep, what do you do for a living?
I'm a tech help desk manager, software, hardware.
And what did you think the first time you saw Tom Gavin?
So this is it?
This is it.
Oh, really? So you weren't that frightened?
Scared. Not afraid.
Give him a roar, Tom. Go ahead. Okay, are you getting tired? Tom, are you getting tired of roaring?
He's looking a little tired.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No, look at him. He's running his arms back and forth, and he's doing that that curly thing with his hands.
Hey, I've never seen you do your curly, Tom. Let's go.
Go ahead. Get us a little curly. What?
Very good.
Wow. Very nice, Tom.
Very nice.
Bruce the Creep, you will be on team number two.
Okay.
Very nice to meet you.
Shake hands with Tom.
Hey, Tom.
All right. Going up to the conference room, as you can see, Mike and I will be watching you guys via closed-circuit television today.
It's pretty funny. As they're all, Don, it's funny to look on the closed-circuit camera as they're all gathering in there now.
They're all sitting there now. There's the lady in the armed forces. There's the lady who's the landscaper.
This is a terrific competition.
The guy who is the printer. Our next competitor is named Chris. He'll be on team number one. Where is Chris? Hello, Chris. Come on in, sir.
How you doing?
Chris, what do you do?
Right now, I'm a sales manager.
Step down. Into the microphone, please, Chris.
There you go.
Rob. What do you do, Chris?
I'm a sales manager for a local tech company.
Sales guy. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Chris?
I've heard maybe David Arquette or maybe a little Nick.
Yeah, David Arquette.
But David Arquette, 100%.
Yeah, kind of a combination between David Arquette and Gallagher. All
right. And what did you think when you first glimpsed Tom the Monster?
Well, actually, I'm starting to have flashbacks of a past Boy Scout leader as getting a little scared.
Wow.
That's a pretty good answer.
That's good.
Tom, would you mind roaring?
Yeah!
And would you please shake hands with Tom? Thank you, Chris.
Thank you
very much.
Chris, you're on team number one. Our next contestant who will be on team number two is Mike. Important that everybody at home gets to meet all of these people. Mike will also be on team number two. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Well, very soft-spoken you are. Where are you from?
I'm from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, PG County.
He's got the crazy eyes, though, doesn't he? He's got those crazy Terry Bradshaw, I'll do anything eyes.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Carrie Ellis from Men in Tights and Princess Bride.
Those are very obscure references.
Is that the guy that acted with Kevin Kline in that movie? Right, the blonde guy, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, okay, the blonde guy from... Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think of Tom?
Oh man, I'm
on
vacation. I stopped my vacation.
Well, you're the guy who came down from Ocean City, right?
Yes, sir. That would be me.
Tom, did you want to say something?
Hey,
go ahead, Tom. Take the microphone if you'd like to say something.
Yeah.
What, Tommy? Tom, what do you want to say? Just say it. What's going on, Tom?
What?
Tom, speak in the microphone, Tom. We can't hear unless you speak in the microphone. What?
No, it's the all the knuckleheads up there in the conference room, they're going nuts. They wanted to meet me, I think.
Yeah, okay, don't worry.
We'll get to it in a second.
You're going
to
be up there within a moment.
The studio. Of course they're going nuts.
Hey,
I'd be voted off the island right now.
Please shake hands with Tom the Monster. And Mike, what do you do for a living?
I'm the plumber.
Mike the plumber.
We always need a plumber.
All right, Mike, you're on team number two.
By the way, this is also my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Let's meet a member from team number one. His name is Damien.
Damien. Oh, Damien's scary.
Okay, you know, and we thought that other guy had bug eyes.
My God.
You know who
what Damien looks like? He looks like Bean. You know, I got Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
I mean, a dead ringer.
Combination of Bean and a guy used to be on television here in Washington, a guy named Joel A. Spivak.
Hey, Bean. All right, I'm sorry. Damien, what do you do for a living?
I'm a paralegal.
Paralegal.
Fantastic.
How's it going, Tom?
I already had an early handshake. Roar for him, will you, Tom?
You think Tom is a monster?
I'm not sure yet. We'll have to wait and see when
we
get upstairs.
That's a diplomatic answer. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
How would you feel about rubbing Tom's bare feet?
Feet, no problem.
Feet, no problem. How about kneading his buttocks?
No.
Tom says no.
Would you vetoing that one, Tom?
Do you know what that means, Tom? You know what it means?
He's like squeezing your buttocks.
You know, giving you a buttock massage.
Butt massage.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll like it, Tom. It's being pampered.
Very relaxing.
Yeah.
Tom's being very quiet right now.
How many contestants are left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more, Mike.
Okay, very good.
That was Damien. Let's
Thanks,
meet,
Damien. Get
let's
out
meet
here.
Our next contestant, who is Mike. You know, I don't think you and I are going to last the break in the room with them.
I don't know
how the hell these people are going to last in the conference room
That's
with them.
For sure.
For the whole show. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, what do you do, Mike?
I am a teacher.
Another educator
in here tonight. Fantastic.
What grade do you teach?
I teach 7th and 8th grade.
Give him a roar, Tom. Go ahead.
Roar!
There you go.
Mike, you are going to be on team number 2.
Excellent.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Well, we just talked out in the hall, and they said Jim Brewer from Dazed and Confused. Saturday Night Live. What do you think?
Don't know Jim Brewer, but if they said so...
Absolutely, we'll go for it.
I guess so. Again, being a teacher, I would think that would have to have lots of patience.
Shake hands with Tom Gavin. Go ahead. There you go. Oh, wow. All right.
I believe Tom just broke his hand. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Mike. Our next contestant who will be on team number 1 is Bradley. Bradley's an account executive. Come on in, Brad. There he is. Here's the Brad.
Hi
Brad.
Good. The Bradmeister. Brad, where are you from?
I just moved down from Pittsburgh, live in Stafford, Virginia.
And what do you sell? You're an account executive.
Car audio products.
Oh, the car stereo guy.
Are you getting ready to rappel
this
down a cliff?
My,
what do you have?
Survivor package.
Oh, it's a survivor package.
Cologne, Q-tips, cotton swab.
Oh, good. You brought some stuff. Excellent.
I'm a team guy. I got it.
This is the first guy today who's really put some thought into what he's bringing.
And I would say that elevates him on the on the life chain in there.
Tom, how would you feel about wearing some cologne if this nice man sprayed it on you?
Good.
That means he likes it.
Okay, thank you. Nice meeting you, Brad. Go upstairs, please. Our next contestant who will be on team number 2. How's the smell on your side of the room, Mike?
It's absolutely fine. Wonderful. Like baby's breath.
The next contestant on team number 2 is the fireman. His name is Justin.
Justin. Hi, Justin. How you doing?
Hi, Justin.
How you guys doing?
You're a fireman?
Yeah, meet the height requirement and everything.
And it's another bug-eyed guy. Another guy with the big eyes.
I thought all the firemen were gigantic, hunky guys like you see on Maxim magazine.
No, I'm like the Rudy of the fire department.
Let me say something. If there was a burning building and Tom was in the second floor, could you carry him down on the ladder?
Yeah, probably I could.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Where do you fight fires?
Well, I don't know if I can actually say it because I'm not allowed to represent the department
Roar for him, Tom. Roar. There you go.
Do you find Tom to be monsterish?
No, not at all. He's about half my patients that I run. So
all right, very good. Excellent.
Okay, go
shake hands with him.
Go up to the third floor. We'll see you.
Oh, he rubbed his head for good luck.
Okay, did you give him that hat?
No.
Okay,
that's
a firefighter's hat.
Thank you. Okay, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, Tom. That's right Justin, the fireman. Our last contestant on team number 1 is Ryan. Here is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, dude. Mike, what is the smell? Do you think it's crotch?
It's Manny.
With ass?
I think so, but I'm not sure. I can't be totally sure. It could be mouth. Could be either or.
Tom, which do you think smells worse? Your ass or your mouth?
Your mouth.
Mouth.
No, I mean on you.
Your mouth, he said. God.
Which do you think on you, Tom? Your ass or your mouth?
Nothing.
Nothing. Good answer, Tom.
If you had to pick one, though, that smelled worse, which would smell worse?
My head.
His head. Okay.
Very good. Thank you. He's an original ad libber.
How do you spell ass?
I can't say that.
You can spell ass. How do you spell
A-S-S.
Excellent,
that
Tom.
He got.
Very close.
Bravo.
All right. Good
Thank
job.
Thank you, Tom. Ryan, what do you do, sir?
I'm a student.
Where do you go to school?
James Madison University.
JMU.
All right.
Are you scared of Tom?
No. Tom looks like a nice guy.
Nice All guy. Right. There you go. Fantastic. Shake hands with Tom.
And I think we have one contestant left. Is it Anthony?
Anthony? Or is the girl playing? Who's
yeah.
the girl? Oh, the girl's not playing. This is Anthony.
Anthony, hey.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
I loved you on that Allman Brothers tour.
It's our hippie freak.
Fantastic.
Hey, man.
That's a look you just don't see enough of anymore.
Brian, very long, girlish hair, very long, long beard. It's 100 degrees, and he's wearing one of those very heavy, druggy sweatshirts.
Absolutely. This is Ryan. Is this who this is?
Yeah, Tony.
Anthony. This is Anthony. Okay.
Anthony. Right, Anthony, what do you do for a living?
I'm a cook.
A cook. All right. Do you have to put that hair like up in a net when you're cooking?
Oh, big hat.
What's your specialty? What's your specialty of the house? What's your favorite dish?
Just T-bone steak.
T-bone steak. Hey, there's a lot of thought goes with that. All
have
right.
you have you met Tom officially?
No, I sure haven't. How you doing, Tom?
How you doing? Roar for him, Tom.
How are you gonna feel about spending the next 3+ hours with Tom?
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous.
All right, this could be one of our first guys voted out of the conference room.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Ryan. Anthony, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Please get out of here. Now, Tom, what we're gonna ask you to do is go upstairs now. Well, Mike and I will be watching you on these closed-circuit televisions, and we will be listening to you via remote microphone. See, we're listening to the people right now in the room.
I'm trying to get everybody out of here right away.
Oh, there they are. The
mic. Guys, make it. Run.
Hey, everybody, raise your hands so you know we know you're listening.
Can you guys hear us up there?
Raise your hands way up in the air. Raise your
There you go. Hands are going up in the air.
All right.
All right, we're sending Tom up to you now. Those are the people on the third floor island.
They're ready.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank
good
you,
luck.
Tom.
See, you play up there. I got.
No, good. Yeah. Just
whatever.
Go.
Just go.
Just get out of here. Go up to the third floor, Tom.
I was gonna there be you go.
Take
Thanks, Tom. And get ready for the fun to begin.
There he goes.
Oh, is the girl with Tom?
Tom is that you're with Tom? Fantastic.
What?
Was she? What?
I don't know. Nobody got his help.
Does anybody tell us anything that goes on
okay.
here?
Okay. I'm Sarah. Yeah. I'm with Tom. I'm from the Hutch and Sarah group. And
oh, but you're the cable access lady.
Right.
All right.
But I'm also the one that Dennis called me up and said he had cancer, so I go out with him.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I wasn't nice mad at you. I was mad at everybody who doesn't tell us who people are.
He wasn't mad at you.
I was mad at the
mad
dirt.
At the dirt. Thank you.
There we go.
She's hot for being Tom's nurse or whatever she is.
Nurse.
His hospice, whatever.
If he is hot. Tom is really having a lucky day today, and I really think
now,
I think that's going to be a wonderful
let's
day.
Let's discuss the smell now that he's
okay,
out of the
there
room.
Was something, and I don't know what it was. It was something that was very pungent, but I only got it occasionally. It was not like in here permanently, but when I got it, it was when he roared. So I would assume it had to do something with maybe his breath.
All right, let's do the sound off upstairs. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah!
All right, now, before Tom gets there, team number one, yell out when you hear your name. Jules.
Here.
April.
Here.
Jen.
Here.
Chris.
Yes.
Damien.
Here.
Brad.
Here.
Ryan.
Present.
Johnny Captain.
Here.
Team number two. Craig the captain.
Woo-hoo!
Eddie.
Here.
Rob.
Here.
Bruce.
Yep.
Mike.
Yep.
Mike.
Steve.
Justin.
Here.
Anthony.
Yo.
All right, now I hope this does not work as a disadvantage. Team number one has two women on it.
Yes.
Team number two has three women.
Wow.
Oh, there are two. Listen, do you guys on team number one, do you want to swap some of the women to the other team, or do you feel all right the way that it is?
Very, very happy with my team.
They're happy with their team. They're happy with their team. Fantastic.
All right, let's wait. Let's just wait and watch on the video screens for Tom to enter the room. And when Tom enters the room, we would like Tom to sit right in the very middle of the table.
I think that would be between Bruce and the guy that looks like David Arquette. Right where Charlie Broyhill's standing
right now.
Charlie, if you can hear us, that's where we want Tom to be. Is that okay?
What?
And I think we're going to have, being helpful as always,
yeah.
I think we're going to have Lisa the Nympho upstairs actually holding the microphones. Charlie, we are hooking Tom. Are we going to hook Tom up with a lavalier microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, so that Tom will not have to worry about actually holding a microphone.
All right, now is Tom making his way into the conference room yet?
It'll take him a little while to roll up a flight of stairs.
Absolutely. Everybody looks very comfortable in the conference room as we await Hey, Buzz, and what a pleasure it is for one time you hear the song,
and it has nothing to do with you getting on the internet.
A new application from the song. Now, everybody, you know the main rule is to make Tom feel good. It's a day of pampering, and give him a big round of applause when he comes into that conference room.
And we are going to start, well, we're going to do a commercial break and let everybody get to know Tom. We are going to start, oh, and everybody, listen, no bathroom breaks.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody gets to go to the bathroom from now on.
There you go. If you have to go and you just absolutely have to go, you're out of there.
There's going
to
be no food, no water served.
I guess Tom is making his way into the conference room.
All right, take a look at the screen. There he is, Mike. There he is. He's sitting at the head of the table now.
There, Tom Gavin.
Tom the Monster. All right, let the competition officially begin. And I think we should start... Listen, before we even do a stop set, we should start with a challenge.
A challenge.
And I have a challenge for team number one. Team number one. Are you ready? Team number one.
That's John, Jules, April, Jen, Chris, Damian, Brad, and Ryan.
Here is your first challenge. Kiss Tom's armpit.
There you go. Every single one.
John.
And kiss his armpit.
John, we will start with you. John, please.
John, kiss, the team captain.
Kiss Tom's armpit.
Very good. All right, we're waiting for John to get up.
Raise it up. Raise it up.
Okay.
Down.
Here we go.
Okay, he did it.
He did it. And way to pull down the T-shirt, John. Good job.
Very nice, John.
And now, Jules.
Jules, if you would please kiss Tom's armpit.
Jules, the landscaper.
She's going to have to make her way all the way across the table.
Very good.
Yeah, thank God we have these cameras so we can watch all this.
This is very, very exciting.
The other armpit.
All right, okay. Jules is doing the
That's
other
fine.
Armpit.
Use the other armpit. There he goes. And
good job.
Big smooch.
Very good. April?
Yeah, and listen, guys, be ready on these teams now. We'll do a Jules, April, Jen, Chris, Damian, Brad, and Ryan.
Just line up, ladies.
So get ready and line up to kiss Tom's armpit right
there you
now.
Go.
Watching this?
Yeah, we're watching.
Yeah, we're seeing it little frame by frame here.
Oh, she tongued it.
Oh.
She tongued it.
All right.
Can you see her tongue sticking out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
That is gross. Who's next?
Well, we got Jen.
Oh, Jen is kissing him right now. Jen, the lesbian, is going at him. There is Chris. Damien, it's your turn to kiss Tom's armpit.
Go for it, Damien.
All right, he did. Brad, it's up to you now, Brad.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
And, of course, Ryan.
And finally, Ryan for team number one, and they've completed their first challenge.
All right, everybody kiss Tom's armpit.
Excellent job. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Okay. Team number two, you also have a challenge, and let's get them lined up right now in this order. Craig, Eddie, Rob, Bruce, Mike C, Mike D, Justin, and Anthony.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Hey, Don, can I get something to drink?
Tom?
Is that Tom?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tom, what would you like?
Tom, you get anything you want today.
All right.
At least he'll be getting Tom something to drink.
Here is the challenge for team number two. You must suck Tom's thumb.
Suck his thumb.
And we will start with you, Craig, the captain.
Who knows where that's been?
All right. Craig, we're waiting to see.
I think you know where that's been, Buzz.
There he
is. That is not a horrifying sight. Thank you, Craig. Eddie, please. Suck Tom's thumb.
Very good job. Excellent job, Craig. Eddie's next. Good job,
okay,
Eddie.
He's sucking on Tom's big thumb.
Rob, you're next.
Rob, suck the thumb. Suck it.
Come on now, Rob.
His thumb. Ready? Oh. Doing a joke.
So far, team number one did the armpit kissing. Team number two sucking Tom's thumb.
All right, Bruce.
Are next,
hold.
Bruce.
What was that, Tommy? Bruce, then we have the two mics, Mike C and Mike D.
Short order, folks. Let's do it. One right
Hold
after
on.
The other.
Tom is taking a sip of his beverage right now.
Excellent. Every man needs a little sustenance every now and then.
Any reluctance on any of the kissers
no,
or
no,
suckers?
These people are troopers. So.
No, you know what? They're fresh, Mike.
Yeah, they're fresh now, but I'll tell you, I think it's going to be the backbiting we're going to have to watch here. All right, are you all sucking Tom's thumb?
Is everybody sucking? Is Justin done? Is Anthony done?
Rock point.
Rock to Mike D. All right, warmly up to Mike D.
All right, Mike D, suck his thumb.
Come on, Tom, less time drinking your beverage. Let
Tom, enough with the beverage.
Let people suck your thumb, Tom.
Put the beverage down.
It's his day.
It is his day. That's right. I've got to be nicer to him. He was just in the studio for so long.
Yes, I know.
All right, everybody has indeed sucked on Tom's thumb.
All right, team two, give yourselves a round of applause.
All right, they did it now.
Like the suckers.
Among team number one, how do they do this on Survivor? They find the one person that disliked it the most.
Mm-hmm.
Team number one, I'm going to choose Damien. And for team number two, I'm going to choose Mike C.
Yeah, that's good. That's where we had the slow up there.
So, Damien and Mike C, if you would both please approach Tom, this would be a tiebreaker to see which one of your teams will have someone voted off the island. Since you both teams completed the first round.
That's correct.
Now, what we're going to ask is, let me see, on one side we have Damien.
Right.
On the other side we have Mike.
Mike C.
Mike C. Are you ready, Damien and Mike?
Yeah, we're ready.
This is a battle to the end. Each of you put your entire face in Tom Gavin's armpit. One on the left, one on the right. The first man who cannot stand the smell will be out. And his team will vote somebody out.
Now, Charlie Broyhill, we'll be using you as a judge up there. You let us know if somebody pulls away.
They have both got their entire faces mashed into Tom Gavin's armpit.
Now, I see movement. How are they holding up? How you doing, Tom?
Mike, I can only imagine you were repulsed by the smell.
Yes.
When you were just standing by him.
Right.
These guys are actually having their faces buried in his armpits.
He's out.
Oh, there's someone out?
Is somebody out?
Who's out?
All right, Charlie, who's out?
Who's out? Lisa, we need to hear.
Well,
he won. Who was the first out?
Lisa or Charlie, we're relying on you guys.
He had...
That would be Damien. You're pointing at Damien,
yeah,
Tom?
He had the most...
All right, Tom.
Thinking... No.
Well, no, hold on. Lisa. Hey, Lisa, can you hear me? I can see you. Hey, honey. Which one of the guys took his head out of Tom's armpit first? You know, we were able to see, but we're watching it
from behind view. Hey, Lisa or Charlie, we need a ruling. We can't really see exactly what happened up there.
I didn't see either of them pull out. It looked like they were both in full contact with his pit the entire time.
Well, one of them had to give up first.
Yeah, who looked like they were the most hesitant then? Well, I mean, these are shades of difference.
The most reluctant in all this was Tom. He kept trying to push one or both of them out of the way.
Oh my.
Well,
have to ask Tom then. Tom?
Yeah, who do you pick as the winner?
Tom,
here?
Who won? Did Damien win or did Mike C win?
Damien!
Damien won. That means team number two will have to vote somebody off of the island, Dom.
Yes, they will. Now, team number two, here's what we want you to do during the break. We will give everybody on team number two a piece of paper. And in total privacy...
That's right.
Everybody on team number two, meaning Craig, Eddie, Rob, Bruce, Mike C, Mike D, Justin, and Anthony, you will each be given the opportunity to vote one person out of the room. Do you guys have paper already up there?
Nope. Charlie's going to get it.
All right, Charlie's getting the paper. What they're going to do is write down who they're going to vote off the island.
Right.
Please keep it a secret. When we come back, each of you will come up to the microphone and to the camera.
Right.
Hold up who you're voting off the island,
mm-hmm,
and tell us why you're voting them out.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we'll do this just like Survivor. Someone from team number two will be gone in a moment.
And then the total will be down to 15.
Down to 15.
Somebody's winning the big trip.
They went through a lot already, man.
They did. I think you got them in the spirit of the competition with the armpit smelling.
Just wait until the next day. Okay, so team number two, get ready to vote somebody out. Team number one, you can chill for a minute. Nobody leaves the room. In the meantime, everybody else, be the 100th caller now for your shot at $500 with the Secret Sound phone number 877-365-3636 on this Tom
Tom, the Monster Survivor Show.
It's off and running.
Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good.
All right, but you're going to get your feet rubbed later.
Did you get a beverage, Tom?
Yes, I did, Mike.
That was Don, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
I'm setting up some stuff up here.
He's getting his music ready.
Oh, your guitar?
Very good.
Yep.
All right, yep, okay. Stand by. Everybody on the third floor will come right back to you. We'll get caller 100 right after this.
The management seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I'm, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing. They'll gladly run around in circles for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Mike.
I'm Don. Where you at, Tom? I can't see you in the camera. Where you at, Tom?
Can we get Tom back in his spot?
See, we're looking at the third floor via camera.
Okay, he's moving in with his guitar now. He's just dying to play that guitar.
All right, well, hold off on the guitar, Tommy. All right, Sarah, his hot nurse, is rolling him into his spot right now.
That's right. Sarah is... hey, Tom, is Sarah your girlfriend?
No.
Would you like her to be your girlfriend?
Answer me, please.
Would you like her to be your girlfriend, Tom?
No.
Before Tom begins to serenade us, let's vote somebody out of team number two.
We have a choice of Craig the Captain, Eddie, Rob, Bruce, Mike C, Mike D, Justin, or Anthony.
So one at a time, we'd like each of the members, I'll call you out, come up, stand in front of the camera, hold up the paper, tell us who you're kicking out and why. Let's start with Craig. Craig, who are you voting out?
Craig, if you
will come right to the camera, please. Turn around.
Step up to the camera. You see where it is, and we want to be looking right at you, Craig.
Who are you voting out, Craig, and why?
Charlie counted all the votes already in private, and he said Mike C was voted out.
Well, Charlie Broyhill just effed this up, then.
Oh, my God.
You know, the way to do this is like... I'm glad you appreciate it, Tom. The way to do this is like the TV show, to have everybody come up one at a time and hold up their piece of paper to the camera.
Yes, right. I think I understand that.
Why don't you give everybody their paper back, though, so we can see who voted for who?
Yeah, because on Survivor, they
each get to stand up and say why they're voting somebody out.
And ours was just going to be a little bit more out there, where we were going to have everybody know what they were voting.
All right, so let's start with Eddie. Craig. Now we already know that Mike C's been voted off, but let's find out
why.
Who and why. Craig, who did you vote off the island?
Mike C.
Craig, why did you vote him off?
I don't know. He blew the armpit thing for us.
Okay. All right. Eddie, who did you vote off? Eddie was next.
I voted off our Captain Craig.
You voted the Captain Craig.
Oh, there we go.
See, this is why you have to do this on the air. Why did you vote against your Captain Craig?
Because Mike did a hell of a job for the team and no one seemed to support him. So I figured that I might as well step up and support Mike and be the person. And I want to be captain. I want to support our team. I want to win this thing.
All right. So that was Eddie. Rob, how did you vote?
Rob, who did you vote for?
Hold on 1 second.
The backbiting has begun.
Rob, who did you vote for?
I voted for Anthony, and because I'm a little slow, I don't know anybody's name.
We can't hear this microphone. Is Wendell up there?
Can you hear this?
Hardly.
We can hardly hear it.
Hold on.
Can somebody run the gain a little bit higher on that?
But I'll tell you, the guitar is cranking.
Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Tom Gavin Survivor. Can
there
you hear
go.
Me?
That's much better.
All right, that's better.
Is this good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's got to speak up. Now, we heard that Craig and Eddie. Rob, who did you vote out, Rob?
I voted for Anthony.
Why did you vote Anthony out?
Good, isn't it? A little slow. Don't know anybody's name yet, so I went alphabetically.
Okay, Tom, you're going to have to shut up when we're doing this, Tom, because your microphone is on all the time.
No guitar playing, no talking, Tom.
Let's go to Bruce next. Bruce, who did you vote out, Bruce?
I picked Justin, and I don't know which one of them is Justin. I just picked
him. You know, this is why... It was not a slam dunk to vote this guy Mike C. out of the group.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't really know who I'd want off the island, you know.
All right.
Pick somebody.
All right, thank you. So Mike C. voted for Justin.
Mike D., who did you vote off? Mike D.?
Yeah, right here. I voted Mike C. off, and while I was totally supporting him and pulling for the team, I guess I had no one else to vote off. We hadn't done anything else besides this.
I like the pressure.
Yeah, let's go to Justin. Justin, who did you vote off?
Mike C., actually.
Why?
Process of elimination.
Process of elimination. See, he was the guy that you picked for the challenge, and he didn't cut the mustard.
And Anthony, finally, Anthony the long hair, who did you vote off?
Long hair, that man.
Bruce.
And why did you vote Bruce off?
Just a lucky guess.
Okay. There's lots of backbiting going on in this.
Yes, we've established that. And I think from this point forward, whenever they're going to be doing the voting, they come right up to the camera.
Yes.
And we'll be able to see the the paper. They hold up the paper and we'll say, you know, why.
And yeah, because we got to hear why. Because it wasn't a landslide to vote this guy, Mike C., off the island.
That's right.
It was very, very close. All right, everybody, stay cool right there.
Stay cool.
Stay cool because we have to do a call 100 right now. To the telephones. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hola.
Caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. Where are you from?
Gold River, California.
Mark, you've won a 6-foot plushie.
Ooh. What the heck is that?
You have won a 6-foot plush crocodile.
Wow.
It's something that some men who maybe write for major newspapers might want to have sex with. Croc Week starts June 18th on Animal Planet every night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Check your local listings. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have $500 online. Secret Sound number 4, the brand new sound. We'll play it for you now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
BG.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common, everyday sound. What? How you doing, Tommy?
Good. Hey, Don.
Hold on, Tom. We gotta get the answer from the guy on the telephone.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, now you can win $500 if you can tell us what that sound is.
Is an aluminum can being crushed?
No, not a... chance. Hold on a second. There you go. No, we are sorry. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest...
It's a clue for you.
A clue for you. Yes. Tom, what did you need, Tommy?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk to me, Tom.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Tommy.
I just want to know if Lisa brings the CDs down, there's one song on the guitar rock, Hot Blooded.
Yeah.
Is it all right if she brings it down and...
Okay, a little later, Tom.
Maybe later, Tom.
Okay.
We're going to have another very quick challenge now.
Very good.
For these two teams. Keep in mind that team number one has a better chance because they are a person up right now.
Yes, absolutely. Team number one is up by one.
So what we need is team number one. What we need you to do is all the members of team number one, please assemble around Tom Gavin.
Gather around. That's
now.
John, Jules, April, Jen, Chris, Damian, Brad, and Ryan. Team number one, gather around Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Gather around him now. Get up from the conference room table.
There we go.
All right. Now, Buzz, you got a screen on this? Can you see this too?
I do, yes.
You know, I believe this is linked throughout the building.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Every single computer.
Your computer, you get it a relatively quick time. The rest of us are seeing a little bit slower than you are.
Okay, now, what we'd like is John, Jules, April, Jen, Chris, Damian, Brad, and Ryan. Everybody must be touching a part of Tom. It is time for a group hug.
A group hug.
Ready? Hug.
Hug Tom.
Hug him. Love him.
Sustain it.
Yes.
There you go.
Team two going to get the same opportunity.
Yes, they are.
And then Tom will vote on the best hug.
Yeah. Yes. All right, now listen, they gave up already.
That's why they said the head so y'all can catch that.
Yeah. All right, he seemed to like that hug.
You like that one,
sure.
Huh?
Well, that was team one's hug, Tom.
All right, now team number two, which would be Craig, Eddie, Rob, Bruce.
Same thing.
Yeah, Mike D. Hug had a lot of hugging and kissing going on in that.
Yeah.
Remember that team two.
Yeah.
Craig, Eddie, Rob, Bruce, Mike D., Justin, and Anthony, if you guys would please assemble, remember, everybody must be touching Tom. in some way.
That's right. We have to have a group hug for Tom. Are you ready? Go!
Okay, group two, hug him. Hug the monster.
Oh,
this looks like a good hug.
Oh, that is a hug.
That's a wonderful
that
hug.
That is a big freaking hug.
All right, there they go. They finished
yes,
their
Tommy?
Hug.
I want this stuff to go on the internet, on the website.
All right, Tom, we're going to work on it. Now, Tom, let me ask you. You were hugged by group number one.
Yeah.
And you were hugged by group number two.
Yeah.
Who gave you the best hug? Was it team number one or team number two?
Number two comes up on the short end of the stick again, Don.
And once again, we are going to ask right now, live on the radio, for all members of team number two to get a piece of paper and vote somebody out of the group.
Craig, Eddie, Rob, Bruce, Mike D, Justin, or Anthony will be voted off the island.
Do it right now.
They're already down a member, so this will be tough.
Yeah. And if everybody from Team 2 ends up being eliminated, then the people from Team 1 will just play with each other.
Team 1 seems to be winning Tom's heart. He just seems to have better chemistry with all of them.
All right, Team number 2, let's do this live on the radio now to find out who will be the next voted off the island out of the conference room with Tom the Monster.
We want you to stand as Don calls your name and face the camera so we can see who you're voting off.
All right, let's start with Craig, our captain. Craig, who are you voting off?
Right,
and
Craig,
why?
Step up to the
airplane, Don.
What?
I voted Eddie.
Why did you vote out Eddie?
Because he voted me out last time.
Okay.
All right, that's Eddie.
You thank you, Craig. Eddie, if you would stand up, please. Show the camera who you're voting out and why. Here comes Eddie.
All right, Eddie, step up to the camera, and then we're going to find out who you're voting out.
I'm voting out Bruce. Team Spirit here, and a little more effort next time. We all need to get this done. We need to win Tom's heart.
That's a vote for Bruce.
Okay. He is voting Bruce out. Apparently didn't like the way that Bruce hugged him.
All right.
Rob, who are you voting out? Rob, step up, please, and show us and tell us who you're voting out.
I picked Craig, and again, no clue why, just picking names.
Don, okay. they are divided. They are spreading their kickouts around.
All right, Bruce. Bruce, step up. Bruce, who already has one vote against him. Bruce, who are you voting out?
I picked Eddie, because I was behind him.
That's the second vote for Eddie, Don.
Yes. Hey, Bruce, can we be honest here for a second? Did you change your vote after you heard what?
I did. I picked Mike D.
That's his prerogative. He can do it.
You know, he can change his vote at the last moment.
He can do that.
Can.
Absolutely. Not low budget jeopardy.
All right, let's go to Mike.
Let's be very truthful here. Do you want to keep your Mike D vote, or are you going to go with Eddie?
Lisa. Eddie.
Lisa, let him vote how he
Eddie.
Wants. Let's go. Let's just talk to Mike D next, please. Mike D.
I'm staying with Eddie.
Bruce,
all right, Mike
that
D
hurts,
is,
man. That hurts.
Mike D stepping up to the microphone now.
Mike D, who did you vote out and why?
I'd like to change my...
You can change your vote if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What do you think?
Mike D, we need an answer.
I'll change my back.
All right, now, I'm going to go with my original. I voted Craig.
Craig,
why did you
vote Craig?
I think he's a great leader, but he got up from the hug so quick, and I was still all up in there.
Okay, all up in there. Okay.
All right, that's two votes for Eddie, two votes for Craig.
Justin, who did you vote out and why? And guys, I think now we get towards the end, they should stick toward whoever they really did vote. Don't worry about that, honey. You just hold the microphone.
Voted for Rob. He talked me out of position on the hug, and that kind of hurt.
There's a vote for Rob.
That is the first vote for Rob, I should say. We're going down to Anthony, our hippie friend now, and if Anthony votes for either Craig or Eddie, they will be eliminated.
We would like your original vote, please, Anthony. Do not change this. Who do you vote for?
Voted for Eddie.
Eddie's
Eddie!
There. Eddie, you're gone! Eddie, please step up, Eddie. We want to say goodbye to you. Eddie voted off the island. Where is he? Oh, and Eddie is incidentally... Bye, Eddie.
Eddie was a favorite of Tom Gavin.
Yes.
You know, you guys might have shot yourself in the foot there. Tom really dug Eddie. Yeah.
Eddie was the Jim Carrey look-alike student. And he's out.
He's out of there.
And he's out.
They're a backbiting group, aren't they?
They sure are. That team number two is riddled with problems.
Absolutely. There's a lot of dissension. Well, that's the way it goes when you're trying to survive in a room with Tom Gavin.
All right, everybody. Now, you got some time just to get to know Tom. We're going to do something else on the show, but we will be coming back to you. Please remember, nobody can leave the room, and it's best if everybody stays in very close proximity
yes.
to the MonsterCom Gavin.
The only person allowed bathroom breaks is the man himself, Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
As a matter of fact, Tom, while Mike and I take
a... walking down the hallway, I gotta cool off.
Okay, Tom.
What do you mean you got to cool off? Well, it shouldn't be that Tom's... Wherever Tom is going, everybody should have to go with him. That's the point of this whole thing, right? That people have to spend all 4 hours with Tom. So everybody, please follow Tom wherever he's going.
He's going to cool off.
Somebody's with him. Hey, Donna, Mike, Team 2 has a complaint. Can they voice that?
Sure.
Right now? I'm going to go to the team captain, Craig.
I'd like to point out to team number 2.
Donna, we think that if you keep letting Tom pick every time, he's going to go with the women every time, as so far.
Don, I'd like to point out that in our version of Survivor, you and I, at any time, have the right to kick somebody off of the island.
So, Craig, shut up, Craig. Okay. Craig,
watch out with your complaining.
Maybe if you had hugged a little harder,
right?
You know, you guys, you wouldn't have been voted off that time.
And I'll tell you,
I was hugging and cheering.
Let me tell you, after that complaint, Craig, our eyes are on you, okay, pal?
Now, where did Tom go? Because everybody should be following Tom if he's left the conference room.
I think he went to cool off.
Cool off? Where would he go to cool off? He's on the third floor.
Is he all right?
And we have another comment from Team 1 to rebut Team 2.
Yes.
It's April.
Sure, Team 1, go ahead.
No one knows Tom better than his hot nurse, and she said the female thing is not an issue.
Ah, very good.
Okay, right. Sarah's rebuttal. I'm not his nurse. B,
yes, you are.
Okay, fine, I'm his nurse. But I don't think he's judging based on the fact that there's 3 women on the team.
Okay, all right, that's fair
enough. He's judging on pure emotion.
Where did the monster go?
He went to take a tinkle.
Oh, he went to the bathroom. Well, you know what? I think didn't we say?
Everyone had to go.
Everybody had to. Everybody, get up off your asses and go down to the men's room. Take them to the bathroom,
walking
Lisa.
Down the hallway.
Go ahead, help him. Help him out if he needs to, you know, grab a towel for him, run the water for him, pamper him.
Shake if he needs.
Absolutely.
He won't be washing his hands.
There they all go. They're leaving the conference room now.
Everybody's leaving the room.
There they go.
See, that's not fair if Tom gets to leave and they don't have to spend time with Tom.
Right, there
I'd like to make a motion related to that, actually. That's a big conference room. When they come back, don't you think all the participants should be relegated to Tom's side of the table?
Yes. Excellent idea.
Very good.
Excellent idea, Rob. Yeah, because right now,
period.
I mean, it is the real
Gavin.
Are you in the bathroom, Lisa?
Mike, we can't hear you in the hallway because we're on a little bit of delay. Tommy, why don't you go ahead and head back to the conference room?
Want to piggyback you, Tom? Are you okay?
All right, I guess Tom is done tinkling.
You gonna make it?
And now he's making his way back to the...
We're walking back.
Is he all right?
Now balancing his cane on his head.
That's the way he's fine. If he's balancing his cane, he's fine.
That's the way he was breathing when he was in here. Yes, Tommy. Yes, Tom.
Tommy, are you feeling okay, Tom?
You'll make it.
Tom?
I think we've got to get Tom more relaxed. Tom's got to sit down and be pampered.
Uh-huh. Tommy? Where's his nurse? God, his nurse is hot. I'm watching her on the screen right now.
She hates it when you call her a nurse, and I like it when you do that.
She is the hottest nurse. I wish she'd nurse me. I'd like to nurse her. All right, here comes everybody back in the room. Now, an excellent idea was had in this room, hatched by Head. Everybody from Team 1 and Team 2, all chairs must be moved to the side of the room where King Tom is.
That's right.
So all you people who are sitting across from Tom, you've all got to move over and sit next to him. How you doing, Tom? Tom,
are you okay?
I had to go to the bathroom. The bathroom. Guess what stall I went in?
What?
Guess which one?
The handicapped one.
Handicapped stall.
You're the one that knows it.
Yeah, there you go. He remembers when you use the handicap
stall. I'm the one that knows it.
Tom, you try to relax and catch your breath, okay?
Listen, Tom, while we do something else, why don't you have everybody gather around you, and why don't you play them some of your homespun music?
Yeah, excellent, Tom. Beautiful.
Let them amuse themselves for a few moments. And incidentally, Craig and also John, our two captains, you've got to swing your chairs closer.
Yeah.
You guys are sitting too far away.
You guys got to get back a little bit. Let go.
Everybody really has to crowd in on Tom there. And Tom, can you play and sing at the same time?
Tom, can you play and sing for them?
If you'd take the CD.
Oh, no, we don't have time to do the CDs, Tommy. Let's just play and sing. You're on.
Lisa's his nurse, too.
Acoustic. Our...
Ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Tom Gavin.
Tom unplugged.
No. Watch it. Watch it.
All right, what do you got?
Do we have a boombox we could bring up there for him? Do we have one? Well, there's one up there?
Yeah.
With a CD, with a CD player?
You want to put the CD in the boombox up here so you can hear it?
Yeah.
Tom, just play something for us while we're waiting for the CD to get up there.
Good save, Wendell Hall.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Would you like to tell Donna Mike what song you're going to be playing for them?
Hot-Blooded.
Hot-Blooded by?
Foreigner. Tom Gavin. Anything else?
Jesus. Everybody has to move closer to Tom.
No,
Craig.
Not what?
John. Move it in closer. Thank you. Everybody on that side of the room with Tom.
This is kind of like, the old beach bingo.
Nobody towards the middle of the room, please.
Yeah, if some people have to sit at his feet, so be it. Here we go. God damn. All right, serves him right.
Nice pitch.
This is the toughest challenge so far.
Yes.
Oh, but they're clapping along with Tom. This is his dream come true, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Gavin on the floor. You're singing with Tom.
We got to start it over again.
I don't think Tom's playing right now.
Starting over again.
Okay. Guys, this is what you're going to have to do while we do some commercials.
Very good.
You're simply going to have to listen to Tom jam.
Absolutely. It's what he brought his guitar for. Listen to this. Size.
You might be right, Mike. Maybe on his bare back with lotion.
There you go.
I just got to turn that off. They are continuing the challenge upstairs on the third floor.
And we've eliminated two people. Of course, Mike C. and Eddie from Team 2 are out of the competition.
When we come back, we have the soap opera. And then we got a break for Flounder from Animal House. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's time for a rubdown.
Yes.
A rubdown Gavin style.
Absolutely.
And this is where you folks listening will be able to vote somebody off the island on the third floor. We will be right back. All right, we'll talk to our friend... Steven first at a moment. First, station break. Portland, Oregon. The radio station is K-Guy, K-G-U-Y. Bakersfield, California, K-G-E-O. And in New York City, W-N-E-W.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see what they're doing upstairs with the monster and the Survivor Show.
Mike, while we were in commercial break, Tom was putting on a concert. You don't have to stop playing right now. He's putting on a concert. And you really enjoy it. At this moment, I can tell you that Tom is sweating. Did somebody wipe your brow for you, or are you still profusely sweating?
No. Let him sweat, Lisa. That's going to be one of the contests later.
He's sweating pretty good. And
all right.
Smelling pretty ripe. I had some guys from Advantage Title come over and ask me what the smell was up here.
Now, Lisa, are you making sure that everybody stays right by Tom?
Sorry?
Are you making sure that everybody stays very close to Tom?
Everybody's tight in circle.
All right, very good. And let him sweat as much as you want because he's going to get a rub down in a few minutes.
Hey, Tom? Hey, Tom the Monster?
Tom?
Hey, Tommy?
Yes?
Tom, do you like the movie Animal House?
What? Yes.
Do you know that movie?
Yes.
What can you tell me about the movie Animal House?
Token?
Toga. Somebody was trying.
Toga! Toga! Toga!
Somebody was trying
Toga,
to coach Tom Gavin.
Toga.
That's right.
No fair helping the monster.
Not at all.
All right, Tommy. We're going to say hello now to somebody from that movie.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to turn you off for a second, Tom.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.
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 There goes Tom.
Bye, everybody.
As the Survivor Challenge continues.
Stay around, Tom. And while Tom does that, let's say hello to Stephen first. Hello, Stephen.
Hey.
Stephen, how are you? Formerly known, of course, as Flounder.
Yeah. What's going on at that station over there?
Well, you know the show Survivor, right?
Oh, I heard of it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, it's 16 people on an island. Today, we have 16 of our listeners who are locked in a room upstairs with a guy we affectionately refer to as Tom the Monster.
Tom the Monster, one of our most annoying callers, and he's in a room with these people all day, and we're going to see who lasts the longest.
And they have... Wait a second. You only have 16 listeners?
No, they're just the 16 chosen ones, Stephen.
Oh, I see.
Of course.
I see.
There are 16 people on the show Survivor.
Oh, I see. I thought you only had 16 listeners.
Well, that's also a possibility.
Yes.
Are you still...
After this interview, eh?
Are you still skinny, eh?
Yeah, I am.
Congratulations, you've kept the weight off.
Right, I went from 320 to 175.
And you haven't gained a pound back?
No, not at... Well, if I gain a pound, I lose it.
That's fantastic.
I think the last time that we talked to you was when you were on Babylon 5, right?
Right, I was on Babylon 5 for 5 years.
And yeah. you came into the studio the day you came in. And of course, like you must with many people when you go in and do an interview, you wow the room because everybody thinks of you. And, you know, still, even though you've been on so many different shows, people think of you as Flounder, and you walk into the room, and all of a sudden, hey, here's this 175-pound guy, and I'm happy to hear that you've kept the weight off.
Yeah. I like being this weight.
You know, this movie, of course, he's not on the show because he likes us. He's on the show to promote this TNT showing of Animal House.
That's right.
And
I love you guys.
We read this list. Thank you. Thank you for patronizing us. We read this list, Stephen, this AFI list of the funniest movies of all time.
Yeah, what were we, number 8 or 9?
No, you're number 36.
Which we feel is a total abomination. We really do believe that Animal House should be number 1.
It's the funniest movie ever made.
What was number 1?
Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot.
And number 2 was Tootsie.
Yeah, okay.
They have a drag queen kind of theme going on.
They really like the drag queens at the AFI.
And listen, if you really want to get down on them, do you know what the 9th funniest movie of all time is, according to them?
The 9th?
The Graduate.
The Graduate.
The Graduate.
Yeah, we couldn't figure the list out. We think, but, you know, on our list, and we all agreed Animal House was number 1.
It's the funniest.
Now, I know on the AFI listeners or watchers poll, we were like number 8 or 9.
Well, we really think, I mean, I do believe, I always use Animal House as kind of a barometer for all other comedies, because I think that was
the first time I ever walked out of the theater and really went like,
right.
Jesus, I have to go back in and see that.
Incredible.
Right now.
Oh, good.
I mean, really, it's got to be, I think we discussed this with you the last time you were here, and absolutely, for an actor, one of the most rewarding things ever to be a part of something that that becomes a part of American culture.
Oh yeah, I mean I feel very fortunate that, and also the fact that I was involved with St. Elsewhere. I know that's the same kind of thing.
You're on there for a long time also.
Yeah, I did that for 5 years also.
Hey, you know, I don't know if we talked about this with Stephen the last time he was on, but another movie he was in that we like is that movie with what's his name? With the crazy guys driving around in the van?
Oh, yes, the Dream Team.
The Dream Team.
The Dream Team. You're fantastic in the Dream Team.
I love that movie.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton and Peter Boyle was in there, and of course, Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, he was great in that also.
So what, Doc Brown, yeah.
What are you doing now? You're not on Babylon 5.
I've been directing. I started directing Babylon 5, and then I started directing Crusade, which was their kind of spinoff series. And I just finished my 4th feature film, which is called Stage Ghost. It's kind of like a thriller period Western piece.
Mm.
And
that's funny. Stage Ghost. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, it's about these 6 people that are trapped inside this stagecoach station, and they're being pursued by bad guys and by spirits of the Indians, too. It's kind of a fun, kind of campy mystery.
Wow.
Sounds great.
Fun. It's a lot of fun. It's terrific.
Stephen, this movie Animal House, of course, this weekend. When they show this on TNT, how much of the good stuff do they cut out?
Well, you know, on TNT, that's cable, right? So I think a lot of it's in.
For instance, do you think when the float that says "Eat Me" comes around the corner, do you think that'll still be in there?
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, that's good. That's fantastic.
On TNT, it's the channel, Robbie, where they just pod down when someone says a bad word.
They kill the audio.
They just
That's the best way to do it. I hate it when they. I don't like it when they dub in fudge or anything like that. I hope they just turn it down. Why not?
So when Belushi says "Holy that,"
yes,
right.
Holy S.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. It'll just be holy.
Yeah.
A couple of moments of silence.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Since you were part of one of the greatest comedies ever made, I'm curious what you think of the Farrelly brothers, because they seem to be carrying the torch now for the new breed of great comedies. What do you think of those guys?
You know, I like some of their work. You know, they did Something About Mary.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
Yeah. And they got the new Jim Carrey one coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of anybody who can make me laugh. You know, I laughed at Something About Mary, and I like Jim Carrey, so I'm sure I'll laugh at this next one, too.
Beautiful. Well, Stephen, listen, I wish we had more time to talk to you. We as I mentioned, we have this monster upstairs right now.
He's a rubdown.
Tom? He's about to get a rubdown.
Yes! Right. Tom, would you like to say hello to the famous actor Stephen first?
Yes. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Monster Tom.
How you doing?
Hi.
There you go.
How's it going there? Are you surviving?
I'm surviving very good.
Hey, Tom, what's your favorite movie?
Animal House.
Good job. Stephen, always good to talk to you. We will watch you tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on the TNT.
Thank you, Dan and Mike.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye. Yes, Monster.
I wanted to go out and see him. Is he out in California?
I don't know where he is, Tommy.
You want to fly out there and see him at his house?
Yeah. If you guys can...
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's time for another Tom Gavin challenge.
Okay, Tom.
And I'm going to tell you right now how this challenge is going to work. Team number one, can you hear me, team number one?
Yes.
Okay. I am thinking of a number between 1 and 15. John, what number are you thinking of?
4.
Jules, what number are you thinking of?
2, she said.
April?
9.
Jen?
7.
Chris?
12.
Winner. Chris, you'll participate for team number one.
Congratulations, Chris.
Now on team number two, Craig.
Yeah.
Same deal, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 15. What is the number, Craig?
1.
No. Rob?
3.
No. Bruce?
15.
Bruce?
15.
Winner, Bruce.
Way to go, Bruce.
It will be Chris against Bruce in this round representing their teams.
All right, Chris against Bruce.
Now, Tom is very hot.
Yes, he is.
Tom, would you mind? Would you rather do his shoulders or his feet first?
I think we should do feet. We might as well dive right in with the feet.
Tom, take your shoes and socks off, please. We'll give one guy each foot.
And Tom's going to have to decide which massage he enjoys the most.
Oh, we have our contestants taking off his shoes and socks for him.
Oh, that's very nice.
Do you want to have them do it simultaneously or do them one at a time so Tom could, get a feel
separately.
For it? Separately.
Separately with Chris and with Bruce.
So Chris will go first and then Bruce will rub Tom's feet.
Chris, you're going to do the left foot.
Chris,
and I believe that we have hand lotion.
Yes, yeah, it's perfect for
lotion. Lotion?
Yes, what we would like you to do is squeeze the lotion on Tom's feet.
And, give Tom the best damn foot rub you've ever given anybody.
Love that foot.
We're waiting on the lotion real quick.
Is there any way we could position Tom a little better in front of the camera?
So we can see the camera?
So you can see it on the camera? Sure.
Yeah, why don't you put
Tommy, I'm going to ask you to come up and sit right over here if you don't mind. Where I'm standing, guys, can you see me?
Yeah, well, we can see you perfectly. See your ass. There you go. That's nice. Now, Tom is off to the left. Okay. Tom is moving now.
First, so I'm going to have to ask you to back out of the way so that the
That's
camera
good.
Can
see you. That's good. Sardines.
Is there a way Tom could elevate his feet?
Down here?
That might be asking too much, Rob.
Yeah, I thought you could try.
Could Tom put his feet up on the table?
Yeah, can I...
Those chairs tilt.
I think we're being obscured by Anthony's giant hair-covered head.
Yeah, Anthony, you're going to have to move out of the way. You're in front of the camera.
Love that foot, Chris. It's all
Thank you, Anthony. All right, now, Chris... There he goes. He's on his knees like a shoe salesman, like Al Bundy.
Fantastic.
He's on his knees.
Yes.
Lotion up Tom's foot.
This is Chris, Don?
Yes.
All right,
we
very good.
We have a chair coming for Tom to elevate his feet.
Yes, get a chair
yes,
over there.
Please do.
You shouldn't have to hold his feet up himself.
Can you see this also, Buzz?
Yes, I can. Bring a chair around so Tom can lift his feet up, and then Chris will go to work.
The chair's in play.
I believe that Chris is going to be doing Tom's left foot.
Other foot.
Or is it the right foot?
Right.
I don't know.
On, right.
On the right, right foot. All right. Go, Chris. Give him a foot rub. rub Tom's feet.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And rub them clean because later someone's going to be kissing those feet.
Rub them clean.
Someone's going to be sucking those toes later.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, rub them clean.
Okay, fingers going in between toes.
What? That's too hard.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, okay. All right, not too hard, Chris.
Chris, gently, gently massage Tom's feet.
Could be a big mistake for team number one.
Tom? Tom, how's that feeling?
This is what I need, Don.
What, Tom?
Because my feet are very chappy.
Chappy, that's good. All right, so Tom, was Chris rubbing a little too hard?
He's doing it really soft right now.
Okay, very really soft.
Does it feel? Does it feel good, Tom? Tommy?
Tommy, they're talking to you.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy, it's Don again.
Don, yes?
Does it feel good?
Yes, it does.
Describe it to me. Why does it feel good to have this man rubbing your feet?
Because it's good.
Because it's good. It's
because
just
it's good.
Good. What's the best part about this foot rub, Tom? His soft, gentle hands kneading your foot flesh?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
He got a roar. He really likes
a little
the massage.
Spontaneous roar there.
That's fantastic.
All right, Chris. I believe that's enough.
That's it.
Let's go to Bruce, who will be massaging Tom's other foot.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Bruce. This is better than delivery.
And I think instead of the one and two, we'll have to ask Tom if he liked Chris, the first guy, or Bruce, the second guy.
Yeah.
Because I think he's only going with team number one.
Yes, but no need to give him team one or team two. We'll just ask him which guy he liked better.
Right, right.
And maybe we'll even switch the names up.
You know, like, say Bruce first and Chris second.
How you doing, Tom?
Tom, was that a yawn I heard, Tom?
No.
Ready?
Okay, there's the foot, Mike. There's the foot up on the table.
Ah, there we go.
I must say that the left foot is by far the worst looking out of the 2 feet.
Very good.
Lisa, do his feet look as bad as Dennis Murphy's?
Wiggle your toes. The right one actually really didn't look bad. The left one, I've never seen anything like
that. What's wrong with the left foot?
Is it the toenails?
It's definitely the toenails, the tips of his big toe especially. There's some toe cheese.
All right, very good.
Alice.
Has he got the fungus?
I'm sorry?
Does he have the fungus?
Oh, absolutely, he has the fungus.
Well, now, Bruce, are you diving right in and giving him a good foot massage?
All right, come on, Bruce. Enough with rubbing the stuff on your hands. Rub it on his feet.
I need him. Don, if anybody had any toenail clippers, they can
Don, Tom, don't
ahead.
Rush. Tom, don't get ahead of yourself.
Tom.
Good.
We are going
you.
To have someone file your toenails down later. Not clip
Bruce
them.
Even going as far as to massage the calf.
Oh, it looks like, you know, I'll tell you right now, I can see on the camera down that Tom leaned back in ecstasy. Tom, how are you enjoying this one?
Both hands raised in the air.
He loves this.
Look at him. Look how relaxed that monster is.
Like a happy puppy.
Look at him.
Hey, Bruce says he's used to this. What did you say, Bruce?
This is what I do for my wife at home. So.
Oh, very nice.
And does your wife have lovely feet like Tom?
Well, they look a little bit different than this.
A little different.
How does that feel, Tommy?
Bruce is the man,
Tommy, they're talking to
Tommy?
Yes.
Tommy, how's that feel?
Good.
Good. He likes this one. You seem to really like this one, huh, Tom?
Tom, are you picking your nose?
What?
Were you just picking your nose?
No.
Okay.
All right, now, Bruce
I got my hand. What? Hey, we got any crackers down there? We go to 7-Eleven.
Tom needs crackers.
Yes, we'll get I need some saltine crackers. Somebody go to the 7-Eleven and get some
saltine
crackers.
Saltine
crackers.
Chop.
Tom, wait, because
sardines go with crackers.
But don't worry. We're going to get you sardines. See, he just wants everything right now.
Yeah, well, Tom, you just got to wait.
Lots of good things to come, including toenail clipping and sardine eating.
Toenail filing.
A hell of a job.
And I believe, Bruce, that's enough.
That's enough, Bruce.
That's enough, Bruce.
Tom looks. Do you notice the breathing? The heavy breathing has stopped with
now, we would like to speak just to Tom.
Everybody, can we have the room quiet, please? I want the room quiet.
Everybody, shut up, please.
Before we get Tom's judgment on this contest, we do have one battle scar from this competition.
What is it?
Team One. What is your name, Chris?
Yes.
What happened?
Chris did have get a major gash on his left index finger from Tom Gavin's toenail.
Like a razor.
Oh, my God.
Take one for the team.
Take one for the team. Way to go, Chris.
All right, thank you for that info, Lisa.
Tom, let me ask you now. Tom Gavin, Tom the Monster.
Yes.
Which guy rubbing your feet did you like better? Was it Bruce or was it Chris? The first guy or the second guy?
Chris. Yeah. Mike, he did say Chris, but he pointed to Team 2. That was Bruce.
All right,
team
so it's Bruce. All right, it's Bruce. Team 2, you win your first competition. Congratulations, Team 2. Now, Team number 1. Team number one, he did say Chris, but pointed to Bruce.
So I guess the one he liked was the second one, which was Bruce. Well, you heard Bruce talking about how he likes to do it to his wife.
All right, team number one, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Team number one, John, Jules, April, Jen, Chris, Damian, Brad, and Ryan. Each of you get a piece of paper now. You're going to vote somebody from your team off the island.
This is very exciting because so far Team 1 has not had to vote. They have not eliminated anybody from the competition, and they have a full squad.
They have the lead right now, 8-6.
And Tom's feet have never felt better.
Tommy, how are your feet?
There's one sock right there, Tom.
Never mind, he's putting his shoes and socks.
Let's go to John, the captain of team number one. John, step up to the camera, please. Hold up the piece of paper. Tell us who you're voting off and why.
I haven't voted yet.
Oh, they haven't voted yet.
John, come on, we need you guys to go. Chop, chop.
Okay, John.
All right, they're making their way over now.
John is now ready.
All right, Johnny, who are you voting off and why?
Captain.
Step up to the camera, please.
I really hate to do this.
Like this.
But I have to vote Ryan off, I think.
Ryan!
No!
Why, Tom, shut up. Why are you voting Ryan off?
Because I just realized he was on my team about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, thank you, John. And now everybody, no switching your votes now. You just got to stick with whatever you wrote down.
Jules is next. We need Jules to step up to the microphone.
Jules.
The camera.
Who are you voting off and why?
I voted Chris off because he's wounded, and I just thought he might want to take a break. But I have nothing against him. I really didn't want to vote anybody off.
That's the first vote for Chris.
Okay, Tom, please be quiet because your microphone is open. April, who are you voting off? April. Let's go to April.
Okay.
Who is...
She's coming.
I had to in the armed forces.
I had to vote Ryan off as well. I'm really sorry, but it's for the same reason as John. I didn't know who he was.
See, Ryan did not make his presence known to the team members. That's two votes to vote Ryan off the squad.
Jen, the lesbian with giant jugs.
Yeah!
Yes! Jen, who are you voting off and why?
I voted Brad because I really didn't talk to him too much, but he's a really nice guy.
Okay, that's Brad.
All right, Chris, who are you voting off? Chris, the guy who rubbed the feet.
Wounded Chris.
Chris.
Yes, the guy. I picked Jules because I heard a bad rumor that she'd never really heard your station, radio station before. It was kind of.
That's one vote for Jules.
All right, thank you. Damian, who are you voting off? Damian.
Be quicker. Let's go.
Damian?
I voted Ryan off as well.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Why, Damian?
The best. He was not involved whatsoever.
That's Ryan. That's the third vote for Ryan. That means it's over, Don.
Yes, that's it. That means Ryan.
Right.
You're off.
You're out of there. Brad doesn't have to vote. You're out of there, Ryan.
Ryan, goodbye. Ryan, step up to the camera, please, and tell everybody goodbye. Where is Ryan? Let me get a look at Ryan.
See team one.
Let's see Ryan.
Ryan was the student, I believe. There he is.
For the record, I would have voted for all the bastards that voted for me.
All right, thank you. Goodbye, Ryan. You're out.
Bye, Ryan.
You're gone.
Team
one. History.
Team one loses its first member.
Your toast.
Gavin's side of the table.
Goodbye. Everybody by Tom again now.
Tommy, over here, honey.
Then there were 13 left.
Call Tom, honey.
Okay, come on, honey.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to vote somebody off of the conference room. Lisa. Yap. Driving me nuts. I feel like I'm listening to the morning show on Mix or something all the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. There might be a couple of votes in this room.
Oh,
God. Hello there. Donna Mike Show.
I believe I have the smallest penis in the world.
I believe you're right. Thank you.
We confirmed it for you.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Jimmy calling from New York. I know it's on tape delay, but I listen every single day. You have the most thrilling, compelling, excellent radio show. Donna Mike. It's excellent.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That's great.
Jimmy from New York.
More
thank
positive
you.
Reinforcement from NYC.
Thank you. Turn your radio down, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to say Ryan is a disgrace to JMU.
Ryan is a disgrace to JMU.
Boy, Ryan took it on the chin. He's not only kicked out of the team, but now people are calling it, say he's a disgrace to his university.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yes,
got
hi.
A question for you. I've met Tom Gavin.
Yes, you've met him?
I wanted to throw out the celebrity I thought he most resembled.
What did he do?
You ever see Goonies?
Yes, the movie Goonies, right?
The guy who's tied up in the basement with
John Matuszak. John Matuszak.
That has been an insult to the late John Matuszak.
He's a great guy, though. I mean, no insult by that comment.
And his line used to be, Rocky Road?
That was not an insult to Tom. That was an insult to the... I believe, isn't John Matuszak dead?
He has passed away.
Yes, to the late John Matuszak. And to any Matuszaks who might be listening to us today. All right, so Team 1 is down to 7.
That's correct.
Team 2 has 6.
Right.
We're going to have a very quick challenge when we come back to pare down this Survivor Island when we come right back.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
All right. I'm just realizing we keep doing this Survivor show at this pace.
Yes.
We will be here for 39 days doing this show.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to bend the rules a little bit. I just have each team do a competition, then they vote somebody off.
Very good.
Team number 1. Can you hear me, guys? All right, now that would be John, Jules, April, Jen, Chris, Damian, and Brad. What we would like you to do, team number 1, gather around Tom. And we will start with you, John, the captain.
Yes.
Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, actually having a wonderful time.
Well, somebody give Johnny a microphone.
Check, 1, 2, 3.
There you go. Much better.
I'm having a great time, by the way.
John, can you see the giant dent in Tom's head from where you are?
I got to get in the right light, actually.
Okay. It's Tom, show
right on top. Right on top where he puts the cane.
Show him where you can balance the cane on your head.
Oh, I got it.
Okay?
Right there.
The challenge for your group is going to be each person must lick the dent.
Oh.
And you must lick the dent for at least 15 seconds. And I mean, not just leaving your... Not just leaving your tongue on there, but...
No, just moving it around.
Back and forth, absolutely. Swirling it all around.
Yes, giving him a cat bath.
My pleasure.
Are you ready, John?
Yes.
Lick the dent.
All right, now John is beginning.
Oh. He is licking Tom's head.
No good.
He is frenching Tom's head.
No good.
No, Tom doesn't seem to like this
It
part.
Doesn't matter, Tom. No too bad. Good. Too bad, Tom.
Stop it.
Tommy, too bad. All right, very good. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Jules, you are next. You must also... lick the dent. And if anybody doesn't do it, and doesn't do it for 15 seconds, they're out.
Right.
Oh, now Jules is really attacking Tom's head.
Boy, Jules seems to really be getting into it.
Jules, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
She's virtually giving his entire head a BJ.
Jules has done. Good job, Jules.
You like that one, Tommy?
Yeah, I like that one better.
Okay,
right.
Let's go to April next.
April,
it's your turn to lick the dent.
I've been waiting.
Okay.
All right, here she goes.
There goes April. She's the girl of the armed forces.
This is April.
And look at that. Look at that technique. Look at her. Is she sucking on his head?
I don't know. She's really got his head in a vice grip.
How do you like that, Tom?
Good.
Good. Good. Good, says the monster.
Hi, Hutch.
He's talking to his cable access people.
And don't forget, April, you're not only licking Tom's head, you're also licking the head of everyone who's licked Tom's head.
Oh, yes, Tom. I guess Chris is next.
Chris, step up, please.
15 seconds of head licking.
Are you ready, Chris?
Yes.
Go. Lick that head.
There goes Chris.
Lick it now. Come on, lick it.
How do you like that, Tom?
Good.
Oh, yeah, he says that's good now.
Homo Tom. What's happening?
What's going on? What is all the talking?
Tom wants his shirt taken off, but he's trying to do it while Chris is looking.
No. Tom will be able to take his shirt off later, not right now.
We have something special with Tom. Keep sweating. Let's go to Damian. Damian, it's your turn to lick the dent in Tom's head.
Go for it, Damian.
Tom, you all right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, lick him, Damien.
How do you like that, Tom?
Good.
Good.
Are you going to take your shirt off?
No shirt off yet.
No, I'm doing it so I can breathe, Don.
Oh, breathe. What, Tom, are you all right?
Yes.
Tom, tell him about the sound effects. He's making noises.
No good.
No good. He didn't like Damien.
All right, Brad. Brad, lick the dents.
What?
It's Brad's turn to lick the dents.
Yeah, you're ready. Go ahead.
Go.
I agree, Buzz.
Oh,
hideous to watch this.
These are brave people.
Look at that. I mean, he has his mouth clean open on the top of Tom's head.
That's right.
What?
Okay, he did it. Everybody
All right,
on the team
everybody.
Did it.
Good. Congratulations, team number one.
Everybody on team number one did it.
Very good.
One player that didn't go.
And didn't go?
Who didn't go?
Jen.
Oh, did we forget Jen? Jen? Okay. Oh, right, Jen. Ahead, okay, Jen. You're. Oh, Jen, the lesbian. Right.
Yes, go ahead, Jen.
Oh, Jen.
Good chance to see Jen's giant jugs.
Look at her.
It almost looks like you're watching some kind of weird porno, doesn't it?
Don?
It does.
Don?
Yes, Tom.
This one feels good better.
You like Jen, huh, Tom? All right, good.
All right, now listen, everybody from team number one satisfied their commitment.
That's right.
However, now you must turn on each other.
Yes, that's a wild card right there.
Everybody still must vote somebody from team number one off the island. And I urge you to vote the person off who you believe did the poorest job of licking the dent.
Will it be John, the captain, Jules, April, Jen, Chris, Damien, or Brad? Someone is about to be eliminated from the game.
All right, so team number one, fill out your answers, please, in private. Again, what you're doing is...
May I read them to you, Don?
No, you may not, Tom.
No, Tom. You just sit back. Tom, relax.
Enjoy.
Sit back and relax. You're being pampered today.
And if you're hungry, you're going to get a chance to eat in a moment.
Absolutely.
Has anybody got the crackers yet? Sartine crackers?
Sartine.
We're working on it, Tom.
No, that's not.
All right, is team one ready? Johnny, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, John, step up to the camera and the microphone. We need to know who you're voting off.
What? Remember, you're voting for the person who you thought did the worst job of licking Tom's dent.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with Damien because he did it very quick and he had kind of a fake, weird smile on his face. Like, he didn't really enjoy it.
I'm going to stay right. In a minute.
That's Damien. Tom, we need you to be quiet here.
All right, Jules, who do you vote off your team? Jules?
Yeah, I'm here. I voted for Brad because I didn't really hear any reaction from Tom the Monster at all about that. So
that's Brad, all right.
All right, thank you, Jules.
One vote for Damien, one vote for Brad.
Let's go to April. April, who do you vote off?
I hate to do this. I voted for John only because Tom made ooh sounds, but I really like John.
All right, that's a vote for John. Now we've got, boy, this is quite a horse race here.
Jen the lesbian with giant jugs. Jen.
I voted for Damien because he was doing little kisses and everybody else had their tongue on his head the whole entire time.
Bad news for Damien. A second vote for Damien.
All right, let's go to Chris. Chris.
I was the buddy Artie
asked. I also said Damien just because of a comment that Tom made, so he wasn't very happy about it.
That's Damien, and I'm afraid that's it for Damien.
That's it. Damien? Damien, you're out. You're gone, Damien. You're history.
Step up to the camera and the microphone, Damien. What do you have to say? They voted you out of there.
Where is Damien at?
I enjoyed myself. I thought I licked a good head. I don't know. I don't know. Tom didn't like it, so.
Damien, the
a little bit more experience.
Damien, the paralegal, who is now off team number one. Goodbye, Damien.
Bye, Damien.
12 left, John.
12 left.
12 left.
That's an awful lot left.
Hey, what? Everybody in here?
Yeah. What, Tom?
No. I'm just saying, everybody in this room, does anybody hate Dennis Murphy?
Oh, yeah!
Does anybody hate Dennis Murphy? Yeah. Let's give him a no!
Who's that?
Tom, you know!
Tom's having a great day.
He is Tom the Monster.
Yeah!
All right, calm down, Tom.
All right, team number two.
Woo!
Are you ready for your challenge?
Yeah, ready.
Team number two, you will be required to kiss Tom's cheek.
Ow.
Oh, please.
Which cheek are you talking about?
Oh, no, not his ass cheek, not right. yet.
right.
The cheek on the side of his face.
Very good.
But I mean a full kiss, including tongue.
And Tom, we want you to, you know, tell us what you think of each kiss, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's start with Craig the Captain. Craig?
Go, Craig.
Put your face down by Tom the Monsters and French kiss the side of his face.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. He's a better man than I.
Now, remember,
me.
Listen, I can't fault this guy, Craig. The other people on his team know that he's going for it.
Right, absolutely.
Rob, from Team 2, it's your turn.
All right, ready? I hate Dennis Murphy.
Oh, he threw in a little I hate Dennis Murphy.
Oh, my God.
We might have some homos on TV.
Yes, some wonderful kissing going on.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
All right, Bruce.
Bruce, it's your turn. French Tom's face.
That's it. He's out.
Tom, you can't kick people out.
Well, that is a rule, Don. He does have the prerogative to kick somebody out for any reason.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Tommy?
The last one?
Yeah?
Had a tongue ring in his mouth.
Oh.
And he's out of here.
Oh, dear. Well, there's nothing we can do about that.
Okay, listen, everybody. That's good news for the other members of team number two.
Yes, it is. Spoken.
Rob, you are out.
Yes, Tom has the right to kick anybody out he doesn't like. Rob, what do you have to say?
At least I get to pee now.
I heard that.
He had a ring in his mouth, so he's out.
Anything else you'd like to say, Rob, before you leave?
That's about it.
Yeah, Bob could stay.
Dennis Murphy rules.
Dennis Murphy.
Hey, Bob, you can stay.
No,
Bob,
you can't.
Bye.
Rob, Tom,
but
you've already kicked him out.
Tom, it's too late. You can't change your vote.
All right.
Okay. So that means team number one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Team number two has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left.
He's drunk with power, Don.
Sure is.
He's drunk with power.
And now, very quickly, we're going to go to our audience. Are we going to do like we do at Strip Trivia, the lightning round?
Yes.
We're going to take two phone calls, and somebody from each team will be eliminated by somebody on the telephone.
Oh, wow.
Team number one, your choices are John the Captain, Jules the Landscaper, April the Armed Forces Girl,
Jen the Lesbian,
with giant jugs, Chris the Sales Guy, or Brad, the account executive.
Right.
On team number two, your choices are Craig, who is the...
captain.
Yeah, and what was his job? He was a plumber.
Right. Yes, that's right. He's a plumber.
Then you have Bruce, who is a creepy guy.
Right.
Mike D, who is a teacher. Justin, the fireman. And Anthony, the cook.
Right, the hippie.
Right. One person will be voted off each team right now, totally subjectively, by someone on the telephone.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Corey.
Have you been listening to this today, Corey?
I have.
Team number one, who's out?
Kick Craig out.
Craig!
Whoa! Craig's on team two.
Craig is on team two.
Oh. I think that's my brother. That should be disqualified. That's my little brother.
Don, I think we can't accept the vote because you gave him specific instructions to kick somebody out of team number one, and he went right to team number two.
Is this really?
My brother, Don.
Is this really?
I just picked a guy that I didn't like. I thought he was on one.
Are you really this guy's brother?
My brother's name's Corey.
No, I'm in Wichita, man. I'm not his brother.
Corey, are you Craig's brother?
No, I am not.
All right, well, I'm sorry. That vote does not count.
Yes, because you got the wrong team. It was
okay.
Tainted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Are you crazy?
Hi, this is John. I wanted to kick off the lesbian.
Sorry, that vote does not count.
Oh, my God.
He likes her confused.
No,
you know, he likes her because she's a girl.
Turn your radio down.
See, he likes her because she's a girl, she wouldn't like him.
If you could see this girl's jugs, I swear to God you would not kick her off. Jen, the lesbian with giant jugs, I'm sorry, for whatever reason, you have been voted off the island.
Sorry, Jen.
Horrible.
Sorry,
Jen. Oh, my God.
That's terrible, but there's nothing we can do. You know.
I want Jen on.
Those are the rules.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
I want Jen to stay here.
So do I, Tom, but talk to this guy on the telephone.
Hey. What's your name?
This is John.
Hey, John, I want her to stay here with me.
She don't like guys, though.
She does, too. Do you like guys, Jen?
I love him.
Come on, you can't switch it like that. John, the homophobe has spoken, unfortunately.
Tommy, I'm sorry. Say goodbye to Jen.
Bye, Jen.
She's out of your life.
Jen, do you have any words for John, the guy that called in and kicked you off?
I don't think I can say him on the radio.
Oh, dear.
All right, thank you, Jen.
Jen, you were beautiful and wonderful. Thank you for playing. Yeah.
I'll miss those tatas.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Now, tough. If you had someone from Group 2 out, hello, Don and Mike show. Who is this?
This is Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Have you been listening to this whole thing today?
Whole thing.
Team number 2, who's out?
The hippie.
Who?
The hippie.
Anthony.
Anthony.
Oh, no. Anthony, you're out.
Anthony, you're out of here.
Good job, hippie. Hippie.
Oh, man. Anthony, you're out.
I'm almost sorry I called him a hippie.
Where is Anthony the cook?
Anthony, would you like to step up to the microphone and camera and say anything?
Anthony? He doesn't like hippies.
He doesn't. I guess he didn't like hippies, Anthony.
Go smoke some weed.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Goodbye forever, Anthony.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Charlie. Right.
Thank you.
All right.
What do we have, 9 left?
Yeah. Bye-bye. I think so. On team number 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and on team number 1, 2. Yep. Now we're down to 9 people.
We're in single digits now as the Survivor Challenge with Tom Gavin continues.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I got the saltine crackers, Don.
All right. Well, Tom, when we come back, people will be simultaneously feeding you food while giving you an all-over body massage.
Oh, fantastic.
After we come back. How you doing, Tommy?
Good.
Okay, good.
All right, fantastic, Tom.
You still having fun?
What?
You still having fun?
Yes.
How about a roar, please?
Good job.
There he is, Tom. Tom the monster on the
9
floor.
Incredible human beings left.
Thank God we are not up there. Thank God.
Here,
thank God we are watching this with a video camera today.
Yeah, it's a wonderful technology.
We will be right back.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, the Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge continues on the 3rd floor.
Everybody is really, all of the contestants deserve a lot of credit. They are all doing the tasks that they're assigned to do today.
We've got 9 left. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
I'm actually calling. I'm Jen's girlfriend.
Oh, you must have been very disappointed when the homophobic car caller called in.
Terribly disappointed.
You are so lucky to have her for a lesbian lover.
I know.
Man, absolutely. Wow. Are those real?
Very.
Wow.
Wow.
And they are absolutely gorgeous.
I bet they are.
They are. But I just wanted to say, hey, baby.
You know, we were hoping that she would stay in the game simply because we might have gotten, you know, a treat later on in the broadcast.
Well, you know, you might have had you let her stay.
No, yeah, we couldn't control that.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you lucky lesbian. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I don't know if you remember me or not. This is Jesse. I'm the blonde Winona Ryder. I was on Strip Trivia a couple months ago.
Sure, guys. Y'all remember the blonde Winona Ryder.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey.
Hi, Jesse.
Well, look, Jen's my girl, and I just want to say one of the reasons I love this show so much is because you guys are very gay-friendly, and I think just because one redneck got through and was homophobic and misogynist and voted her off, y'all should stick up to him.
Honey, listen, it's already done.
Yeah. Oh, killing me.
Yeah, sorry.
And, you know, I think by identifying him as a homophobe, we did stand up to him. But, you know, we really did say that the first calls that we would take, we had to go by that.
I mean, I don't know why, listen, I don't know why especially a guy has anything against a lesbian.
Right.
I mean,
because he was a hobo.
I know that there's lots of guys who don't like homo guys, but even the most homophobic guys... Who doesn't get into lesbian?
I think we can all agree.
Just because she doesn't like men, we got to get her off.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that the gentleman had issues.
Right. Well, yeah. Sorry about that. Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to give a roar to Tom Gavin for support.
All right.
I had to delete out Tom's initial response.
Yes!
All right, calm down, Tom. Tom, calm down.
Watch it, Tom.
Watch it, Tom.
Watch.
Just calm down.
Watch it. Watch it. What are you doing, Tom?
Is he all right?
He switched from Pepsi over to water because he's getting a little out of control.
He's getting out of control. Yeah. What is caffeine a problem for Tom?
Don, yes. His handler indicated too much caffeine.
His handler.
No, it's
his nurse. His handler.
All right, here's the new challenge.
We have handler.
We have a new challenge.
Here's the new challenge. Do we have a boombox up there and romantic music?
Yes.
Okay, everybody from team number 2, must slow dance for 30 seconds with Tom Gavin. Tommy, how you doing, Tom?
You're not playing. Come on.
Tom?
Yes?
I see you. Where are you, Tom? You're walking around the room.
Tom, I have a question for you. I know Tom gets out of breath very easily. Tom, would you like to sit or stand as they are slow dancing with you?
Slow dance sitting.
Sitting.
Slow dance sitting.
I thought he might want to sit.
Well, then I believe it'll have to be a lap dance where people will actually have to climb up on top of Tom.
What a shame that is.
And give him a lap dance. And we will start with Craig. If we could have some romantic... My God, Craig is going to crush him.
Yeah, Craig, be very gentle.
Craig is a 300-pounder. Now, can we have some romantic music up there, please?
Charlie,
someone
working on it.
Start the boombox.
This is team number two, starting with Captain Craig.
Oh, you know what? Hold on, guys. I got music here. Never mind.
Oh, here we go. Perfect.
Nope. They've got it up there. All right. All right, Craig, mount Tommy, please.
But be gentle. Careful.
And give him a lap dance.
A little bumping and grinding for Tom Gavin. There we go. Craig is now.
So sexy, Tom.
Craig, the 300-pound man.
How much do you weigh, Craig?
350.
Don, I'd like to point out...
230.
I'd like to point out that on team number two, there are no female participants.
Rats. And that's too bad. Well, that homophobe is going to hang it up. Is that it, Craig? Are you done?
Craig?
That's it.
I think he's going to have a nice BM.
That's it, Craig.
I think Craig, pretty much Craig looked like a dog humping somebody's leg.
I think Craig respected the space of Tom Gavin and didn't want to break his leg.
All right, now, Bruce, who was a slider man, Bruce, what we would like you to do is actually mount Tom and give him, in essence, a lap dance.
Kind of a bump and a grind thing, Bruce.
All right, Bruce? Bruce, of course, is the creepy guy.
Yes, Bruce is now beginning to mount Tom Gavin. All right. Bruce, you know, they're points off for taking an hour to get this done.
Oh, no.
Not that bad leg.
Bad leg.
He was
backing him.
He was mounting him doggy style.
He's going to put out the fire. There we go. Now he's doing the slow dance.
I didn't want to snuggle with him.
All right,
that's
Bruce.
All right. Okay. That's part of the deal.
Thank you, Bruce. Mike D., it's your turn to slow dance, lap dance with Tom Gavin.
Hey, Mike D.
How you doing?
Mike D. seems to really be cut out for this.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, Mike.
All right.
Today?
Nothing.
Oh, you look good.
Thanks.
Ask Dennis Murphy.
Hey, that's good.
All right, they're slamming Dennis. Oh. And Mike D.
Look
so
at
far,
Mike D. is riding him.
The strongest member of the team number two. Good job, Mike D.
Look at Mike D. Jesus Christ. I think Mike D. might have a B-O-N-E-R.
I think he's turgid.
And let's go to Justin finally, the last member of team number two.
Oh, Justin. Taking his shirt off.
Justin, what the hell are you doing?
All right, Justin.
Justin, what the hell are you doing?
Fantastic. How do you like Justin, Tom?
No.
Justin's wrapped his shirt around Don's head.
Very nicely done.
All right, Justin, there's team number two.
All right, can that music for a second. Can that music. That was excellent.
Fantastic team number two.
Everybody with the exception of Craig really got into that, and I think that Craig backed off simply because he could crush Tom.
I believe that Craig was, not trying to crush Tom, and Bruce was a little hesitant, but I'll tell you, Mike D. and Justin really came on strong.
Now, team number one, we're going to give you a different challenge, and I'm going to tell you right now that Buzz is going to be the one who decides who loses this time, if it's team one or team two. Team number one,
wow,
you're going to have a slightly different job. Team number one, each of you must come up, stand in front of Tom, put your hands down the back of his shirt, and scratch his bare back.
Ah, very good.
Like a bear!
Like a bear, Tom,
that's
you
right,
got it right.
And now Tom is good and sweaty. Don't take his shirt off.
Just reach down and scratch his back.
Scratch the itch.
Gently.
And we will start with John the Captain.
Do I have to stand in front of him or behind him?
No, you stand behind him.
Behind him and reach up underneath that sweaty T-shirt and
put your hand right.
Scratch.
Put your hand right down the neck hole.
The neck hole?
Yeah, down the neck hole. and scratch.
Give him a little back scratch.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
How's that feel, Tom?
Good. Now, good. John? That was John. Now, John?
Yes.
John, now smell your hand.
That's my hand, John.
All right, Jules now. Jules, it is your turn to put your hand down Tom's shirt and scratch his sweaty back.
Go ahead, Jules. Hey, Tom, you sound like you're enjoying that.
Yes, I am, Don.
That's Mike.
That's better.
That's better.
Keep it up, Jules.
He likes Jules.
Barney Tom. Thank you, Jules. Okay. Thank you, Jules. April,
let your fingernails do the talking.
Where is April? You liked that one, didn't you, Tom? Tommy?
Tom's relaxing now. You feel good now, don't you, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, April.
Here comes April, who is the girl in the military service.
Right. April is crawling on Tom's back here.
Right. Tom is going to have to change his underpants. look at her hand go down that sweaty back.
How's that, Tom?
Good.
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 Tom gives it to you straight, doesn't he? Good. Or bad? Good or no?
Good. Yes.
When the guy mounted him doggy style?
Yeah.
Wait, did you do it the bad way?
And then you get a no.
All right, thank you, April. Chris, you're next. Put your hand down there.
Go ahead, Chris.
Put your hand down and see if you come back with a prize. Stick your hand down the back of Tom's shirt.
Chris is the David Arquette lookalike.
And scratch.
How's that, Tom?
Good.
He works in sales.
Good. He's liked everybody scratching his back so far. To feel real good, Tom?
Yes.
Very good. You like
it? Okay, we have one more person from team number one. That would be Brad. Check out the big brain on Brad.
Go ahead, Brad.
Yes.
Brad, scratch his back, please. Put your hand down his sweaty shirt.
All right, Brad.
Would you like the sides there, buddy?
Hey, way to go, Brad. That's a little extra something. That's what those teams need.
He can work all these other areas.
He's working on the areas of the back. Oh. Tom, how's that feel?
No good.
No good. Doesn't like that.
Brad, how sweaty is it?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Very good, Brad.
Brad, you can be honest with us.
Is it no good?
Is it sweaty?
It's a little sweaty.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
You know, when he went to the other areas, I thought he'd get a good, but no good.
No good.
And that completes the competition.
All right, now listen, very nicely done. Team number two gave him lap dances.
Yeah, right.
Team number one put their hands down the back of his sweaty shirt and scratched his back. And now we go to Buzz Burbank, the impartial observer. Buzz, which team loses a member? Which team will have someone voted out now?
It seemed to me that team number one got into it a little more, so I think team number two should have to vote out a member.
Oh! Team number two,
the lap dancers. Right. That means we have Craig, Bruce, Mike D, and Justin.
You guys, get the pen to paper. You're going to have to vote a member of the team out right now.
Craig, Bruce, Mike D, and Justin. It's time for you to vote somebody out. Team number one gets a free pass on this.
As they will whittle their team down to only three members, as I believe we are now getting close to seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. They're starting to really narrow it down.
All right, let's go to Craig, the captain. Craig, who are you voting off the island?
I had to go with Bruce.
Bruce!
Why?
The other two guys did such a good job dancing, I couldn't vote myself out, so...
Okay. All right, thank you, Craig. Bruce, who do you vote off the island? Bruce!
Voted Craig out.
Ah, yes, no surprise there.
And why did you vote Craig off?
He didn't do a very good job dancing.
Didn't do a good job dancing.
Mike D, who incidentally really got into dancing.
Yes, he did.
For Tom. Sure. Mike D, who did you vote off?
I also voted Craig off.
Craig the captain. All right. That's the second vote for Craig the captain.
Justin's vote either puts us in a tie or decides it. Justin.
Craig. If I give 100% to mount this guy, everybody's got to mount him.
That's right.
Craig is off.
Oh, the
Craig
captain. You've lost your captain.
Craig, you're out of there.
Craig,
you are out. Craig, you're out.
Craig, any final words, Craig, for the rest of the team that voted you out?
Yes, I have a bomb in my car. I will be coming back.
Oh, okay. Craig. No.
All right, now, team number two has only three people left.
That's right.
Team number one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people left. Time to find out on team number one who really wants it.
Okay, very good.
Team number one, are you listening? Team number one.
Pay attention, team number one.
Team number one, which one of you thinks you could suck Tom's toes the longest.
Wait, we just put the lotion on.
Mike. That's right. They're very clean, Tom.
Yes.
Let me ask you, John, the captain.
Yes.
How long do you think you could suck Tom's big toe?
An hour and a half.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't want... as long as he wants, as long as I want, as long as you guys have time for
it. As long as he has time for
it. This is all about Tom, and he doesn't want this.
Oh, he doesn't want
who
this?
Who is that, his nurse?
His handler says he doesn't want his toes to be sucked.
No.
He doesn't want his toes sucked.
No, April. I'm the one he likes the best, and he doesn't want that.
April, shut up. You're a team member. I thought it was Tom's nurse.
Tom thinks he's going to get lucky with April.
Oh. I'm trying to get lucky with April tonight, Don.
You know, Don, perhaps we have a wild card here. If April has spoken up, she is a member of team number one. How about a kiss?
What a man.
Yeah, hey, April?
Yeah?
Do you like Tom so much?
Sure.
I'm going to kick you off the island unless you French kiss him right now for 60 seconds.
60 seconds?
60 seconds.
Start the timer.
You French him.
Start the timer.
Ready?
Oh, no, wait. Can I say one thing?
I got to take...
I would like to just tell my husband who's listening, I'm doing this all for you, baby, okay?
All right, very good.
Right, you hear that, Tom? You're not getting anything from this chick.
All right.
All right, ready? Go!
Go, 60 seconds.
French him. You like him so much.
April is now going for it.
There we go! She is laying it to him.
They are off.
And goes away.
For those who serve.
All right, that's 15 seconds into this kiss.
This is the nurse, and I'd just like to say, Sarah, that this is the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Please stop, not me.
I would agree.
Tom stopped. Tom broke it off.
Nope.
But, he's going in for another one. Go, 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 go. French. They are making out.
Okay.
This is so cool.
All right, Tom is really going at it with this April who stood up for him.
He's breaking her back. I think he's going to break her back.
That's a pretty good move on the part of April. Hey, April's a stand-up woman.
So she's the person who said, don't suck Tom's toes.
Because Tom didn't want his toes sucked.
Grab her boob, Tom.
Oh, hey.
Who's that?
Don't grab her.
Who's that?
Who said
that?
Sarah.
Don't grab her boob.
Sarah.
Sarah the handler.
Sarah the nurse.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes. Okay.
Way to go, April.
April now.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
Stay.
All right, now, April, I'm gonna give you some added responsibility. Can you hear me, April?
April, that was incredible courage. You rise to the top of your team.
Now, April.
Yes, Don.
Being as you stood up and said, "Don't suck Tom's toes."
Yes.
And then I put you to a special challenge.
Yes.
And you, in fact, did French him for 60 seconds.
Yes.
You get to kick off one person from each team.
Wow.
April.
That's quite a... Okay.
From your own team, would you like to kick out John, Jules, Jen, Chris, or Brad?
Actually, Jen's already out. Jen's gone.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
John, Jules, Chris, or Brad?
Okay, I hate to do this. Brad, I'm sorry.
Brad! You're out of there, Brad.
Brad, you're gone.
He looks like he's got more money than the rest of us, so he doesn't need this money.
Brad, I'm sorry. It's the whim of a crazy, crazy enlisted woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all might remember Brad. He was the one that gave the very sensitive back scratch to Tom Gavin.
He did.
But he's out of there.
Wow. Hey. Now, April.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Brad.
I'm sorry, too, Brad.
April, from team number two. Team number two, you have Bruce, Mike, D, and Justin. Who's out?
They're all kind of... Justin's
gone.
You.
You're out of there.
Why is Justin gone, April?
Justin is gone because, what's your name? Mike D pointed at him.
Normally that kind of insubordination would have gotten her... Oh, excuse you, Tom.
Oh, watch out.
Would have gotten her kicked off the island. However,
yes,
you know, she ran her big mouth, but she had what it took to back it up.
And there are now six contestants remaining in the Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge.
Right, so we have John, Jules, April, Chris, Bruce, and Mike D.
That is the remaining group right there.
We're down to six.
Do I need Sprite anywhere?
Sprite. Tom needs more fluid. My God. I mean, you ought to bring a case of beverage up there.
Do you have to go to the bathroom again, Tom?
No. I want to take a break for a while so I go outside and get some fresh air.
No, you can't go outside, Tom.
Tom, there's plenty of air conditioning, but we'll take a break if you need it.
Hey, can someone ask Don or Mike if they have any chapstick?
stick down there?
Oh, God. Was that April?
I think that was April.
No, Tommy, would you like us to crank the AC for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, we will. Do you know what I mean by AC?
Yeah, air conditioner.
Excellent, Tom. Way to go.
Very good. All right, round of applause. I got one right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, the last Las Vegas song we did at.
Yeah, Tom, that's great. Thank you. Listen.
At where? At Nations.
Yes.
That's when I first kissed the girl on the stage.
That's right, Tom.
We remember, Tom.
Way to go.
We started with 16 people. We're down to six.
Six left.
These six people have now been in close contact with Tom the Monster for just over 2.5 hours.
The challenge continues.
Down to six. When we come back, filing Tom's toenails.
There you go. Oh,
good. Eating Tom's toenails.
Oh!
Feeding Tom sardines.
Fantastic.
Licking Tom's cane.
Oh, that's
yes,
a cane lick.
That's all I done. And of course,
I'm leaving my pick.
The buttock massage.
The buttock massage.
Yeah,
that's
all
right.
Of that. Yes. All of that still to come. And you know, we haven't done today's edition of As the World A Her.
No, we have not.
So we've got to get to that, too. Stand by. More Survivor with Tom coming right up.
Sit down, Danny. Danny, my niece is the kind of girl that has a certain zest for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Good, good. Danny. Danny. The most important decision you can make right now is what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. Are you my pal?
Mr. Scholarship winner?
I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
I love that. Good one.
Oh, man.
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Don. Look who I have.
Who do you have? Oh, you have April? Is that April in your lap?
And Toya.
Oh.
Hey, two babes on each arm.
Yep.
And I don't know if you people up on the third floor know this, but both Lisa and Toya got themselves all fixed up today.
Okay. Yes, they're looking lovely today.
They normally do not come in looking this hot to work.
Wonderful.
I'll paint it up.
Listen to the time that Tom Gavin is having. You're having a good time, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, I am.
All right, listen. Yes. We'll come back to you in a minute. We are down to five people.
Yes.
In the third floor office with Tom Gavin. We will get a final survivor in a moment, and everybody listening will get a chance to vote, but we have not gotten to America's favorite radio drama yet today.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
Let me pass out the scripts.
Mm-hmm.
This is, of course, episode number 4 of As the World Ahearns, and as you know, something exciting always happens on a Friday episode.
Sure, it's Cliffhanger Day.
Mm-hmm. Cliffhanger Day, and everybody knows why we're doing this by now. Let's cue our announcer.
When we last left him, our hero Frank Ahearns had just completed all the necessary arrangements for his prosthetic penis procedure. It was to be in the hands of one of Washington, D.C.'s most prominent surgeons, Dr. Chip Bandwidth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what no one, not even Frank himself, knew was that there was a deeper, darker secret lurking beneath Ahearns' pasty, white, flabby skin. Something so complex only his brilliant surgeon could fully comprehend it. As we join Frank and his constant partner in life, Sergio, they're going to a well-respected hospital in the District of Columbia. The day is Wednesday, June 21st, the day of Frank's groin-altering surgery. It is 9 a.m., and Frank turns to Sergio and says,
"Boy!
boy, oh boy, by sweet Sergio. Just a few precious hours from now, I'll have real grown-up genitals, just like every other person in my sewing circle. I can't wait, and I want you to be the first person to experience the splendor of my new plastic vagina.
Vagina, senor?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean penis. But I always seem to say vagina. Penis, penis, penis. I just can't seem to get penis into my head.
Actually, senor, if you remember last night...
Oh, Sergio, I mean the word penis. You naughty Venezuelan victim, you.
Si, my beautiful Francisco. Darling, did you remember your sunscreen?
Of course. I'd be lost without my SPF 90. I just burned like pig factor. Without it, my allergist says it wouldn't be so bad if I occasionally went out in the daylight, but you don't be.
See, you prefer your dark, creepy basement room.
Yes. Not only is it damp, cold, and totally devoid of the sun's evil tanning rays, it's also perfectly suited for my naked Dungeons and Dragons club.
I still don't understand why you call that a club, yet you are the only one who plays the Dungeons and Dragons game down there.
Well, you don't be. Sergio, I've always enjoyed playing with myself.
See.
Yes, sir. The way I see it, there is no opponent more formidable. That's why I, Frank Ahearns, the lowly regarded radio critic for the Washington Star, love to play with myself.
Not so loud, senor. The people, they are beginning to stare.
I don't care, sweetie. I'm used to being a pubic public embarrassment. Let them stare at me. I'm proud to be an asexual peon eunuch hated by friends and family alike.
You sure have the balls, Francisco.
Not yet, but soon.
At that moment, they enter into the hospital where Frank will be having his prosthetic genital implant procedure. They are immediately greeted by the brilliant surgeon, Dr. Chip Bandwidth, who says,
"Welcome, boys, to the fake genitalia wing of the Our Lady of the Perpetual Swelling Hospital. This is the most modern facility in the district."
Sí, muy bueno.
Yes, it's so much nicer than the clinic Sergio and I normally go to.
Do you have any last-minute concerns, Mr.? It is Mr., isn't it?
Of course it is, Dr. Smarty Pants.
Oh, I'm kidding, of course. It's not every day that one meets a guy who has no genitals whatsoever. Now, boy, are there any last-minute concerns?
Yes. Now, Sergio, if anything happens to me, make sure you continue to update scatlover.com, the website that I'm in charge of.
See.
And don't forget to post all the digital photos of my bedpan following my procedure, because I'll need a while to recover. Right, Doc?
Yes. Just a few days, but don't worry. Your recovery time will fly right by. I made sure your hospital room has a great radio in it.
Who cares? I never actually listened to radio. In fact, no one that I know really does.
But you're the lowly regarded radio critic for the Washington Star. You have to listen to the radio.
No, I don't, sir. I make up anything I want and print it. It doesn't make any difference anyway. No one pays attention to my column anyway. Just six random paragraphs every other week about Charlie Ward or Diane Rehm, and I'm done.
But no one listens to them.
As I said, I write what I want. I'm the critic, and let the public be damned.
You know, boy, you really should be writing about that Don and Mike show. They're constantly rated number one in all the key demographics.
What does demographic mean?
Well, boy, it means men, women, youngsters, oldsters, in-betweensters. They all listen to the highly entertaining, always original Don and Mike show. Heard locally from 3 until 7 p.m. here on local station WJFK. Hey, did you hear about their survivor idea?
I heard it. I think it's brilliant. May I remind you, sir, that I only listen to radio that is not popular or embraced by the public. Don't make me change my ways, please.
All right, boy, it just seems to me that a radio critic should be writing about the show that's the hottest, the funniest, and the most original, and a show that runs in over 60 cities throughout the country.
That shows just what you know. That's why I'm the lowly regarded columnist, and you're just a stupid old brilliant surgeon.
Despite their slight disagreement, Dr. Chip Bandwidth is still going through with Frank's procedure. We join them now in the operating room. The gurney rolls in and Frank says,
"Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I couldn't be any more excited even if my new genitals were going to be attached by that dreamy George Clooney. Okay, Dr. Bandwidth, break out the plastic vagina."
Penis.
Penis, yes, exactly. Silly me. "Now, I must warn you, boy, as I give you this gas to put you under, you may start mumbling, and as your muscles relax, you may reveal some secrets. Don't sweat it. By life is an open book, except for the part about the farm animals."
"I beg your pardon?"
I never even harmed an animal.
Whatever. All right, now, turn that back on, please, nurse.
Come on, turn it on, doctor.
There you go.
Now, what I want you to do is breathe, and then breathe deeply. That's right. Breathe in. Now, you should feel this going to your brain. Breathe in. That's right.
"There's something I need to get off my chest. I am prohibited at the corporate level from ever giving Don and Mike any good press. I have an unhealthy obsession with Liberace. I plan to alter my face with plastic surgery to resemble Bird Griffin. I'm starving for a Nathan Lane sandwich. I pleasure myself to the Prairie Home Companion. Baby. I take Jimmy J. Bullock to block. Somewhere over the rainbow."
All right, nurse, thank you. Finally, he's under.
Now, the procedure.
But despite his brilliance, Dr. Bandwidth is having a difficult surgery.
"I've never seen anything like it. The testicles are rejecting the patient. This calls for drastic measures."
Join us next time when we hear Dr. Chip Bandwidth say,
"I'm sorry, Mr. Ahearns. The male genitalia just wouldn't take. And in order to properly close the incision, we had to attach a vagina instead. I hope you won't sue us for malpractice."
"Sue you? Gracious, no. I've never been happier. Now, give us a kiss."
Only on As the World Ahearns.
Another beautiful edition of America's favorite radio soap opera drama.
Man, what did he say when he went under?
As the World Ahearns.
Well,
all the things he really wants to say.
Nathan Lane sandwich.
You know how that works.
Man, oh man.
All right, well, listen Monday to find out what happens during Frank Ahearn's tricky genital surgery.
That is good old-fashioned radio drama.
That's what you need in an afternoon drive. Good old-fashioned drama.
That's right.
Okay, clear the lines out.
Betty's glad he wrote that column.
Time for a call 100 right now. Secret Sound Time, 877-365-3636. We'll take the 100th caller. Now, you want real drama? Let me turn back the microphone back on upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, gang.
Hi.
We still have five people who are hanging in there.
We got six.
Wow, six left.
1, 2, 3, 4. You're right.
That's right, six left, Don.
John, Jules, April, Chris, Bruce, and Mike D. We got six.
Of course, if you'd like to make it five, it's always at your sole discretion.
That'll happen fast enough.
There you go.
After this break, how are you doing, Tom? Have you had
I'm showing April some pictures. These are going to be on the website. Do you see them? I'll bring them down to you in a little bit.
No, please don't do that, Tom.
Not necessary, Tom. Someone will get them to us.
Tom, were you able to get your second wind?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody answered for him.
His
there.
Handler. Was that your nurse?
It's my nurse.
No, you.
You. Watch it.
What?
Tom, listen, are you having fun being the monster of Survivor Island?
Yes!
Ah, he's having a great time. Fantastic.
Okay. All right, we will pair this group down from six and get a caller 100 when we come right back.
You've got bad breath, Buzz. Bad breath.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
You love to make them hit you, John and Mike.
For call 100.
All
right. Right now on this Survivor Friday.
Yeah.
But we were just looking at the monitor.
monitors up on the third floor. Of course, we're down on the second floor doing the show.
We're just checking out the monitors in the Tom Gavin Survivor Room.
Looks like some guy of a Bass Ackwards summit meeting up
it
there.
It does. It looks like Tom's, you know, holding court and taking care of business.
Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Who's this?
Tom.
Tommy, where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Tom, call 100 and you've won a $50 gift certificate to the World of A&E catalog. Watch Biography, all premiere June on A&E. New episode every night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on A&E. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I am indeed.
Beautiful. Give you a shot at $500 right now. I'll play you the brand new Secret Sound number 4. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common, everyday sound. A sound that perhaps even Tom Gavin might be able to hear.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
And I don't mean he might be able to hear it because he's hard of hearing, but
right.
It's a sound that perhaps is so common that even Tom would have a chance to hear that sound.
And I'm still stumped.
What is the sound for $500?
A paper towel dispenser in a public restroom.
Would you please repeat that?
A paper towel dispenser in a public restroom.
A paper towel dispenser in a public restroom.
I guess he would be incorrect.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, not a chance. Thank you, though, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you, and don't forget that every guest is a
clue
for ye.
All right.
All right, back to the Survivor show.
They're down to six. Six individuals from Team 1. We got four from Team 1 and two from Team number 2.
All right, it's time for another face-off now. Time for another face-off. Do we have the sardines?
Yes, we do.
Okay, everybody, let's start with Team number 1.
I need... Well...
What, Tom?
I need these drained.
You need one drain.
He needs his sardines drained.
Here's drain, please.
He needs them drained. Someone drain his sardines. Are they going to feed him like you do when you're feeding your dog a biscuit?
You sure are.
There you go.
You know where Tom's going to put his head up and they're going to dangle it in front of his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't need to drain them because they're in mustard, not oil. You want that mustard, Tom. That mustard's good.
Yeah, John, good.
I'm just throwing this out. I used to have a little thing that I did with my dog.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, when I was feeding him.
Yeah.
And it was always a big crowd pleaser where I actually would take the biscuit in my mouth and exchange
Mike,
it with the dog's mouth.
You are reading my mind. You are reading my mind. I was thinking much like the piece of spaghetti in Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where,
yeah.
Where they eat the spaghetti at the time, and as it turns out, their mouths pop together.
Oh, eyes wide open. Very good.
Okay.
So does everybody have this on Team number 1? You will take the sardine in your mouth. Tom will take the other end in his mouth.
No, they're doing it.
And then you will each eat until your mouths meet.
It'll be beautiful. It'll be a beautiful thing.
Are you ready for this, John?
One sardine per person?
One sardine per person.
One sardine per person.
We don't want to get Tom too full. Believe me.
All right, we will start with John, the captain of Team number 1. And John, if you're not up for this,
I love these things.
You are voted off the island.
You're voted off the island.
Ready, babe?
Well, no, that's only if he doesn't want to do it, Tom.
Is your screen frozen like mine is?
Yeah, I think I think all of the screens right now are frozen.
Yeah, yeah. We're frozen.
Put it in my mouth and you eat it from my mouth.
I'm going to do it with the...
That's fine.
I hear some negotiating. This is not
Tom's
question.
No,
no. I'm gonna take my own and do it.
Okay.
No, no, hold it, Tom.
Tom, listen now. Tom, there's no kissing here.
There's no kissing. You just he's exchanging the sardine
from
mouth
his
to
mouth,
mouth
to your mouth.
We can do it like this. Here we go.
Okay.
I've never wanted to have the camera working more.
Yeah, now we're stuck. Now we can't see anything because everything's frozen.
Okay. There you go.
They're going to eat till they meet. It sounds like they're doing it. John, did you do it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic.
They ate until they met.
Oh, that's wonderful. How's that sardine, Tom?
Good.
That's very good.
Good. Okay, now we would like Jules to do the exact same thing. Jules the landscaper.
Oh, God.
Again, you put the sardine in your mouth.
It's time to have plenty of fluid to wash it down with.
I need some more soda.
More soda for
more
Mr. Gavin, please.
Of course, right there next to you.
More soda pop, please.
As he enjoys his early sup of sardines.
Sardines are falling apart. They're falling.
Ah, well, maybe there'll be less sardine to exchange mouth to mouth.
That, of course, that means the mouths will be closer.
Yes, of course they will. Are you doing it, Jules?
Yes, I'm working on it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what you want to do is stick the sardine in your mouth.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Oh, it's just like, you know, the wedding cake. It's wonderful. Feeding each other.
Now, I'll give Jules credit. She gave us some good sound on that.
Absolutely.
She's into it.
Good going there, Jules.
Tom, how was that sardine?
They can't hear you like that, Tom.
Good.
Tom? Oh, good. That was good.
He was nodding his head.
It was good. Okay, it's time for Chris. Chris?
Actually, April.
April, I'm sorry.
April's no stranger to Tom's mouth.
Oh, that's right. April's already made out with him. Already Frenched him.
Okay. I'm going to get... I've got to make sure not to get this on my government-issue white polyester.
Hey, April?
April, by saying it was white, you really narrowed it down there, April.
April, I'm going to give you the chance.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I think you're such a whore. To vote somebody else off if you like.
I would not like to do that.
You don't want to vote somebody else off?
Oh, yeah, what the hell? Bruce, you're gone.
Bruce, you're gone.
Wait a minute. She, you said you're going to give her the chance. You didn't give her the challenge yet. She voted Bruce out.
No, not yet, April. You have to do something to be able to vote somebody off.
Okay, what do I need to do?
Here's what you do. You have to unbutton your blouse and put the sardine between your boobs in your bra.
And let Tom eat the sardine out.
Can't do it, don't.
Okay.
Oh, she says no.
Give her the opportunity.
That's right. Now she has to... But April, because you're a team member, you have to exchange the sardine.
How about if I vote?
I'm still doing the sardine, right?
Yeah, she'll have to do it. I'm just going to give you the option.
I know. Right. I'm sorry. It's just that I'll never get the mustard out of my uniform.
Oh, they're covered in mustard.
I know. Look at this.
I know what kind of girl you are.
I got mustard on my shirt.
I really am a nice girl.
How can you tell?
Who can tell?
April, you better get that over with quick. Get the sardine exchange.
I only gave April the chance because April's already tongued him. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you tongue him, you know what?
My husband's still listening. Can we move over that part, please?
All right.
I think
there we go. There we go. We got live pictures of
you. Got more streaming audio? I do. Yes. Mine's still stuck.
All right, now, April is... April, put the sardine in your mouth and lean over and exchange it with Tom.
Here we go.
There they go.
And April, that's a secret that will never be able to be kept.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, April. How's that sardine, Tom?
Tommy?
He's nodding his head again. He's drinking his beverage.
Okay. And Chris, you have the same challenge.
Very good, Chris.
Chris?
Hi, Chris. Chris is reaching into the sardine can, grabbing the sardine now.
Here's an extra cracker.
All right, now, Chris, what you want to do is put that sardine in your mouth, right next to Tom. Right. I've got it now on my screen.
There you go.
Here we go. Mouth to mouth and...
Go for it.
Bravo. Now, that's a brave group.
Wow. Fantastic.
That's a brave group, that team number one.
Way to go, team number one.
Mm-hmm. Now, team number two. Team number two, of which there are only two guys left.
Just Bruce and Mike D.
Bruce, Mike D, are you up for the same challenge? Guys?
Yes.
Bruce and Mike D, are you up for the same challenge?
Do we have choices?
You know, this has been a very lethargic response from team number two.
Yeah, we'll need the buttocks,
if possible.
They're asking if they need the...
No. And that tells me you don't want to do this, which tells me you must do this, or you're off the island.
There you go.
Off the island.
All right, it's time to exchange sardines. Go for it.
Hold on, someone's leaving.
I'm leaving.
Which guy's leaving?
Bruce is a wimp.
Bruce has left the island.
Bruce,
he couldn't handle the pressure. He couldn't survive. Bruce has left the island.
So long, Bruce.
We have our first person who took a walk down Washout Lane.
Rather than exchange sardines mouth to mouth with Tom Gavin, Bruce has elected to leave the competition, leaving Mike D as the only member of team number two.
Excuse me.
Yes.
This is Sarah again.
Yes. Now, are you Dennis's or Tom's nurse?
I'm not Tom's nurse.
It was a mustard.
I'm not really Tom's nurse.
Okay. What do you want, Sarah?
If that's what you want to call me, then that's fine. The guy that's left,
Bruce?
He thinks that he doesn't have to do it now.
because Bruce has left. He thinks that...
No, no, Mike D still has to do it.
Oh. Yeah, if Mike D wants to stay in the competition, he still has to exchange the sardine with Tom.
That's a phone ringing.
Okay, don't worry about it, Tom.
Are you ready, Mike D?
Yes, Robbie. That would be a very opportune time to just combine the two teams, because he won't be able to vote anyone off anyway, so why not just make it one big team? Then he has to do it to stay on
okay,
the island.
Right. Yeah, you have to do it. Mike D, you have to do this.
All right, here he goes. We've waited too long already. Do it quickly, Mike D.
Here we go, Mike D.
He's okay. Getting a sardine.
Okay.
And?
Tom's picking the sardine.
No, I'm not.
I am picking a
Calm
cracker.
Down, Tom.
I'm picking a cracker, Mike.
Okay, it's a cracker, Mike. Sorry about that. Okay, Tom.
These are very brave people. We've already lost 12. Strike that. We've lost 11.
All right. Now Mike D's going down to
We're
exchange.
Down to five.
To exchange the sardine. Mouth to mouth, and
but not really mouth to mouth, right?
Do it.
Very close,
and
though.
Mike D.
Mike D, come on now.
Oh.
Okay. All right, he did it.
Oh, he's going to puke.
He did it.
Mike D has run out. He has run out of the room.
He did it, though.
He did it, that's right.
To his credit, he did it.
All right, there are only five contestants left.
Five people left. Let's go to a telephone call right now. And let somebody on the telephone vote one of these people off the island.
Time for an elimination call.
Who will be voted off now? John, Jules, April, Chris, or Mike D?
See what happens.
We'll take the first telephone call, and here it is. Hello, Don and Mike. Please turn your radio down.
Hi.
Turn your radio down. You have a big opportunity here.
I am caller 100.
No, Tom just called you stupid.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops.
Oh, that was the same guy. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Justin. I was the fireman who got kicked off.
Oh, well, that counts. No. The guy who already got kicked out can't call into play.
Okay, all right. That's totally subjective.
Fair. No, that's not fair.
Because you know the people. Who would you vote out, though? You can throw it out to maybe influence the next person who calls.
Well, two things. If I had to vote anybody out, it would have to be April. She thought I was a threat to her actually winning this thing. So that's how I got the boot.
Okay, April. And, April, he doesn't like you, the fireman.
And the last vote of confidence for my last teammate, Mike, go get him. Just suck it up. Win this thing.
Okay, words of encouragement for Mike D.
Okay, hello. Hello, Don Mike Show.
April's gone.
April, you're out! Yeah. April, you're out!
April, after all you did, you are voted out by a caller. Why, sir? Why April?
Just because of the way her voice sounded.
Wow. Totally subjective.
People are so petty.
It's harsh. Absolutely.
April, you should have let him put that thing down your bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
That was the clincher.
Hey, guys, is there maybe a consolation prize I can give my husband?
Yes, everybody gets consolation prizes.
Yeah, tape of the show.
Absolutely. You're good, my friend. Thank you. Thank you for the vote.
Fantastic.
All right, goodbye. And then there were simply four people left.
Both teams have been combined now. There are four people left.
Yeah.
And we are down to John, Jules, Chris, and Mike D.
Three guys and one girl left. One of these people who toughs it out with Tom will be going to California at the end of today's show.
It's pandemonium up in the Survivor Room.
What are they doing up there right now? I guess they're just mingling, talking with Tom.
Excuse me, Bruce, I believe you left the game, sir. Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce, you're out.
Bruce, you must leave the premises.
Bye-bye.
You must leave the... He runs out.
Goodbye, Bruce. Good eye, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
I couldn't have picked Bruce out of a freaking lineup.
These monitors are cool.
All right, so there's only four people left. Which means we're going to make them just spend some time with Tom right now.
Yeah, spend some time with Tom. Get to know him. Get to influence him. Because who knows, you know, how we're going to do this.
Spend some quality time with Tom. We will pare it down from four in a moment. First, it's time for the news and the comments.
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
Hey, Buzz, your lead story tonight is?
Tonight, a new sweatshop controversy for Kathy Lee's co-host.
Oh, Fareed.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, no.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
While we go to break and while Buzz begins to read us the news.
Yes.
Why don't you play your guitar again for everybody?
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good way to torture those people.
You hear those contestants? They're still faking it.
Right. All right. By Tom's wonderful guitar playing here.
Who was that? Who said that?
Uh-oh.
It's John.
John.
And believe me, he does very well. I love it. I could sit with this guy all night long and just listen to him jam.
John the suck up.
That's John the captain of team number one.
Please, John. You're so transparent, John. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Tom, let her rip.
You know, incidentally, John, I've got a new celebrity. John resembles the gay guy from The Real World in the Hawaii episode. Anybody remember that guy? That's exactly who he looks like.
I need that music, Shania Twain.
Are you going to play some Shania Twain for us?
Yeah,
a country selection.
All right, hold on. Let's not go to break. Let's wait and hear the beginning of this first. Then we'll come back and bust his news. That's Tom playing the guitar.
I can't tell which is the song and which is Tom.
You think of this song?
No.
I know what you're all thinking. You'd love to have the apartment next to his.
I can't hear the guitar, Tom.
Crank it up, Tom. Play that guitar.
Crank it up, he says.
Just his guitar. Crank his guitar up.
I only hear the Shania. Right.
That's pretty. You laugh, but you're going to be humming this in the car later.
I can't do with that.
What's the matter, Tom? What's wrong, Tommy?
Tom wants to push this pedal, and every time he pushes the pedal, you can't hear the guitar. Tom, you can't use that thing.
Keep playing Shania Twain, Tom.
You know, you ought to start again. Start Shania Twain again so Tom can play it for us.
I need to push the pedal.
Start it again.
Do that.
Sit down.
who's ordering him around? Is that the nurse?
That would be Lisa and Sarah.
Tom just said he needs his distortion pedal. I'll say he does.
Okay. Turn the Shania up a little bit.
Just a pinch.
I'm just trying to get the mix right here.
Right. Good luck.
Is that better?
Play the guitar.
God damn. Oh, my.
You're listening to my favorite part of today's program.
Wait.
Boy, that handler.
I know.
Working time.
Nurse Ratchet.
Chill out.
Jesus. Let him do what he wants, honey.
Okay, Don said let him do what he wants.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, nurse.
Okay.
Let the artist perform.
Absolutely.
Sounds just like Shania Twain.
I feel like I'm at a Shania Twain concert.
Turn up the Shania music.
Tom likes it.
Yeah, now he's jamming. I gotta see him, he's standing up dancing.
He's rocking out.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry, everybody. I had to do that.
Oh, man.
Had to do that.
That's entertainment.
Okay.
Yes.
Stand by for the news in the comments.
All right.
And we'll get it down. Oh, you want to hear a little more?
Tom Gavin, ladies and gentlemen.
You rock, Tom. Tom Gavin, you rock, you monster.
You the man.
F. Dennis Murphy.
F. Dennis Murphy.
Right.
All right.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Time out. We've got it down to four.
Oh, man.
We'll pare it down, and Buzz will give us the news, and we come right back.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I should point out that everybody who got voted out of the room today off the island will be going with Homosexual Joseph next Wednesday to Don and Mike Day at Paramount's King's Dominion. Next Wednesday, June 21st.
Wonderful.
Paramount's King's Dominion is open daily. Check out the new Nickelodeon Central with five new attractions. Hey, Tom.
Yes?
You know, Mike and I can hear you during the commercials. You know that?
What?
Mike and I were listening to you during the commercials.
Yeah.
And we heard you mention that you don't want to take your underpants off.
Yes.
And that's something we're in agreement on.
Yes, we're absolutely not going to have you take your underwear off, Tom.
However, how would you feel about just slipping your pants off and letting someone massage your buttocks, you know, through your underpants? I mean,
okay.
No one would touch your buttocks, skin on skin.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be nice and relaxing.
Yeah. I'd like to say something out there is, and anybody out there listening.
Yes, Tom.
Out there. Has my underwear called in yet?
I don't think so, Tom. Is this that bit you keep wanting to do?
That, you know, what's his name? Josh?
He's getting off on this thing again.
Cell phone guy.
Okay, Tom.
Yes.
Tom, we're going to have a challenge here.
Okay.
So what we need you to do is, while Buzz starts to read us the news, have your nurse help you slip off your pants, lay down on the table, on the conference table.
You won't have to take your underwear off, Tom.
And get ready for a great massage.
I don't want to take his pants off.
No, like you haven't before, honey.
Get on the table.
Why not?
Why can't you get on the table?
I'm not taking Tom's pants off. I'm not his real nurse.
All right, well, just put him on the table then.
All right, okay. He can certainly lay on the table.
Get him to lay on the table.
Will it fall down?
But I don't think so.
I think that can support his weight.
Yeah.
I hope.
He's not that big. Crazy. I hope he doesn't break the table. Tom, climb up on the table. But, you know, my screen is frozen again. I'm not getting anything. Are you getting anything on your screen?
Don't have him climb up on the middle of the table over one of the posts as the legs because the table will break.
How about on the floor?
Break.
Why can't he just lie on the floor?
Yeah. Okay.
Just have him lie down on the floor.
Tom, lie on the floor.
Just lie down on the floor.
I can't get on the floor.
Why?
Why?
Because he can't get up.
Well, help him, guys. Well,
come
on. Eight people there.
I don't trust this, though.
Help him down on the floor.
Just going to give him a little nice massage.
All
right, he's lying down.
No. Do you still have streaming video?
Yes, I do. And he does need to move to the end of the table where there's more support.
No, he doesn't need to be on the table.
We want him on the floor now.
We've moved to the floor? Okay. I thought he couldn't get up.
No floor.
No floor? Why no floor, Tom?
You won't be able to get back up.
Well, he can't get back up if he gets on the floor.
Well, excuse me, we've got five adults up there. They can pick him up.
None of which is his nurse.
Oh. Is this the nurse doing the talking again? I tell you what, nurse, I've just voted you out of the room.
Oh. No.
Okay? Yes, Nurse Cunny is out of the room. You know, she's really been talking way too much today.
Absolutely.
She's just a Tom Gavin hanger-on-er.
All we want to do is have a little massage for Tom.
We'll help you up.
You go wait outside, nurse.
How's it going down up there, Buzz? We can't see right now.
And now I'm frozen as well.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be hard getting up because...
But Tom, that's right. They'll help you. Everybody will help you get up.
We have a bunch of strong men here, and they will all help you get back up.
Towel on the table?
Yeah, it'll be easier, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
No, I don't want him on the table.
On the table. We're going to do on the floor. Do it on the floor.
Lisa, take charge, please.
Okay.
Get him on the floor, honey.
That's right. Just deal with it. I've got a back.
You got a back? What's happening, buddy?
They're putting the towel on the floor.
Okay, no, there's no pillows for you.
Can we get with your pillow?
Who has a pillow?
I guess somebody has a pillow.
Who has a pillow?
A pillow.
It's going to hurt. No, it's going to hurt. We got you.
No, it's not going to hurt.
All right.
All we wanted to do was lay down on the floor.
Get your knees first.
Yeah, your knees first. You do that. This leg's gonna collapse.
Okay. All right. Then go down like you're gonna sit on your bottom.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. So come up here.
All right.
We're just
Jimmy
trying
just
to give Tom a massage.
Is that my buddy Jimmy did that?
Yes, that was Jimmy.
All right.
We're just trying to give you a massage, Tom.
What are you doing now, Tommy?
Took off one of the flesh-colored couches from your office, Don and Mike, and he's kneeling on that.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
Thank you, Jim. Good job, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim, that's the first time I believe you've thought on your own. Congratulations.
Big Jim.
He needs a pillow back here.
Jimmy's running
we're
up
to
get another
couch. You're going to have to burn that couch, Mike.
I know. Your belly?
We're going to have some kind of office fire sale
on
Monday.
Side?
Yes.
Okay, Tommy's going to lay down on his side, whichever side you feel more comfortable on.
He's all sitting right on the cushion.
I wait till...
Okay,
oh, for God's
take your
sake.
If, you know, if, how does he get out of bed in the morning?
If he, hey, Lisa.
I jumped from the sky, Don.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes, sir.
Is he really like, is he, if he's in distress, we shouldn't do anything. I mean, for the love of God. What?
Okay. We'd be able to judge better if our screens weren't frozen.
Yeah. Buzz, what do you see, Buzz? Tommy's happy now because Big Gum Jim has just brought in more cushions from the flesh-colored couch.
Okay, yeah, just let him lie on his side. Give him a massage.
They're laying him down now on his sort of on his back, on his side. They're turning him over.
Oh my.
Perhaps he sleeps on a reclining board like the real Frankenstein.
He's back up again. He's back up again.
All right, somebody ask him if he's too uncomfortable, don't do it.
Tom, if this is too uncomfortable for you, you don't have to do this.
It's not too uncomfortable. I need another
another pillow.
But he wants that massage.
Yes,
another
pillow.
Not a pillow, Tom.
Jesus, a turkey.
What a mess.
You know,
you and I should get the trip today.
We've had to
totally
survive
agree.
Sitting through this whole show today.
I totally agree.
Can you bring that leg for your other one? Okay, is that as far as you
want? That's it.
Okay, you're good. Right there. Stay like
all
that.
All right, now everybody just give him a massage quick.
Okay.
All right, now, Buzz, you got to tell us what we're doing because our screens are frozen. What's he doing?
Right now it looks like somebody's trying to lift a car off an accident victim, but they're turning.
They're turning Tom.
Hey, they're trying to turn Tom over.
Oh. Hey, Don.
Hi, Tom.
This is what happened when I crashed my bike. I was laid out in the on Kellogg Drive, and they had to support me to the ambulance to the hospital.
Well Tom, right. Tom, are you uncomfortable now?
Nope, I'm all right.
You're all right.
We don't want you to be uncomfortable. We want you to just
We want this to feel good, Tom.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now then we should give them a massage.
Okay, one at a time. John, Jules, Chris, and Mike D.
They're trying to turn him over.
We don't have a clear shot of his rear end.
Just rub whatever you can.
Rub his thighs.
Rub his thighs, right.
Rub his thighs.
Rub his legs.
Give him a nice leg rub. Just give him a nice massage.
Just rub him. Well, let's start with John the captain.
I just did.
Oh.
What happened?
Buzz, what happened?
What happened?
We can't see.
I don't know. John's waving. John, what happened?
They got that
down. What happened?
John's laughing.
He tried to pass gas over the microphone, and it didn't really work out.
Who did, Dennis or John?
Tom
did.
Tom. What do you mean it didn't work out?
Did Tom crap his pants?
No.
Did you crap your pants?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right. Okay. 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 This is like hell.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, my God. I'm still kind of on his back, kind of on his side, on the cushion.
We're trying to give
somebody
him
rubbing him now?
We have rub John him. Rubbing his ass, kneading it through his
right.
Forehead.
Okay, good. Give him a nice massage.
Good.
Lower back, too, John.
Good.
Lower
yeah.
back. You know, make him feel good.
Rub his ass, John.
How's that feel, Tom?
Good. That
good.
Is feeling good. That's where the accident was.
Oh, good. Okay, great. They hit the spot. Therapy.
They hit the spot. That is good.
Okay, Jules, why don't you take over for John, please?
Stay near the spot, Jules. Stay near
the spot. Near the magic
stay
spot.
On the stick, baby.
Stay near the spot. The magic spot.
Oh, rub it, honey. John and now Jules, enthusiastic as always. Very good. How's that feel, Tom?
Good.
Now, does Tom appear to be enjoying himself, Buzz?
It's hard to tell because he's writhing. Tom, are you enjoying yourself?
Good, Buzz.
Ah, good. Good, Tommy. Excellent.
Tom about to complete.
Stop it.
Watch. Oh, hold on. My picture's back.
All right. Okay.
My picture is back, and I believe yours is going to be also.
Good.
Yes, Need is back. I see it. Mm-hmm. He's to the left of the conference table.
Oh, that's
on the floor.
Terrific.
Okay. Chris.
All right.
Oh. Is that Chris doing it now?
No, that's Jules under the table.
All right, Jules, you're done. Let Chris take over.
All right, Tom, you're sitting up. How you doing, buddy?
Tom.
Tom, how are you doing?